Abigail.
Hey guys, welcome to Brooke's Show Election Night Edition. We're here at the 2012 election headquarters, Brooke Studios in Naples, Florida.
Quail Hollow, Florida.
Quail Hollow crew is in the house. We're going to get right to the panel after a few things. First of all, we got a video a little bit later. We did some stand-up talk with the people voting. We're going to get a bunch of voting stories and all kinds of fun on tonight's Brooke Show. I want to mention today's sponsor, Helix Cigars. When your candidate wins, you're going to want to smoke Helix Cigars. Here we go with the show.
B-R-O-O-K-S Show. We're going to fuck it up, yeah, because you know it. Yeah. The Brooke Show. We gonna fuck you up in your ears. We gonna give you something to listen to. Talk about your fears, your shit, and everything we know. We gonna do it all on the Brooke Show. Brooke Show.
All right, welcome to the Brooke Show, everybody. We're here in the election headquarters for Brooke Show, episode 24. We've got a beautiful panel with us today. I am, of course, Brooks. Let me welcome Lonnie Dillinger with his lovely sidekick, Miss Abigail, in the hands.
Abigail.
Then, of course, Mr. Marty Walsh in the middle, on the middle seat. And then last but not least, my brother, Darren Heatherly on the end.
How the hell are you, America?
Rounding out our panel. We're talking all election, guys. We're following along. I've got a little map here. We're going to start coloring the states as soon as they get official. Nothing's official right now. We've got a few projections coming in on CNN is what we're watching. That's where we're getting all of our sources. My dad will love that.
I don't agree with that, but fine.
If you guys have any questions, comments, you can hit them up on the chat box on the side. Just let us know. We're going to answer all your questions. We're going to get everyone's stories today on the Brooke Show. So let's start about voting stories, guys. Everyone voted today in this room. Who wants to start? Let's go on the end. Darren voted earlier this morning. I was actually with you. Tell me about your experience.
Today I was a first-time voter, and I'm very proud.
First-time voter.
Let's give a hand for first-time voters.
Yeah.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I wasn't old enough for the last election, and if I was, I think we all know who I'd vote for. Romney campaign, 2012. Let's go.
It's cool. Chill.
Guys, relax with the dogs. He's talking about his voting. We're getting distracted here.
They handed me a dog.
We got dogs all over the place. Darren, you voted this morning. When did you go?
I went around, I would say, approximately 10:45 a.m.
Okay. Okay, so you slept in a little bit, got to the polls. Did you have to wait a long time?
For a first time, it was pretty long.
Yeah.
30 minutes is a little excessive. I mean, I just want to get in and get out.
30 minutes of fucking the church rally?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were in line for a while.
Really?
If you could scoot in a little bit. Yeah. And it took a while. There was a long line. I think that was the longest line we saw because we went by the church a few times today on some errands.
Absolutely.
And stuff. And there was never a line that came out. And I think it was even worse in the morning. I heard someone else that said that at 7 a.m. there was like a line out to the street, like they were waiting for an hour
old
out
people,
there.
Dude, old people.
They go right a.m. They want to like get there. Yeah, they want to get there first thing. So Darren, you went in.
Yes, I went
tell
into
me about
144 at St. Peter's Shepherd's.
144.3, actually.
144.3. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it wasn't bad. Besides this guy that was working there, he was a Home Depot worker.
Thought he wore the orange apron, right?
Yeah.
I got a couple of those, son.
Yeah, he thought he knew everything, trying to tell me what to do.
Orange apron?
Do they wear the aprons, dude?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
I thought I was seeing things.
Unbelievable.
So he's wearing the apron. He comes in. Tell me about the process. Did you find it difficult? Was it easy to vote, to read the ballot, fill it out?
It was easy to vote. Besides, they give you three pages, and you got to read a full page just to vote for one person, or to vote for or against something. I wasn't really for that. I just kind of, whoever was the first one, they were the lucky one, and they got picked.
So were you conscious of the other votes? I know there's like a bunch of other choices. Obviously, you went for the president one. We'll get to that. But what other ones were important to you?
Senate, or what was it, Connie Mack versus
Bill Nelson.
Bill Nelson, dude.
Uh-huh.
I voted for Connie.
Don't fuck Connie.
There you go.
I would never fuck Connie. Never would.
Don't call him Connie Mack.
And what made this vote important to you?
Actually, I have no idea, but I just know that I was supposed to vote for it.
Connie.
It had something to do with,
Cornelius.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
What was it, like a seat in the House or something, or Senate, or some shit?
Who the fuck cares?
Other than that, I voted for the local...
Who do you like better?
The local county district judge. Turner,
let's get the Turner story. Why didn't you vote for Turner? What do you got against Turns? Turns the McGurns.
Well,
Eugene C. Turner.
Well, in the past, I've gotten in trouble with alcohol. I mean, I don't have a problem.
He got me. He put me on DUI, but he's all right.
He gave me a 20-year-old kid. He gave me an alcohol monitoring bracelet for 30 days.
First DUI?
No, I didn't even have a DUI. It was just possession of alcohol.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Fuck Turner.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad. Well, you voted for him, fucker.
I did vote for Turner.
Yeah. I voted against him.
He put me in my fucking DUI, but whatever.
Okay, so let's get to this brass tacks on your vote, Darren. We'll get to you guys after. Did you vote for president, and what made you make that decision?
Say Mitten. Say Willard.
Red. Romney.
Say Willard. Yeah.
Darren voted for Romney. That's one for Romney.
And I'm looking for a different kind of change, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay, let me remind you.
I don't like the progress that we've been going through this past term.
Okay.
I want to see something else going on. I want to see a businessman that knows how to run shit and know how to get shit done.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Strong convictions.
Your idea of change isn't some homeless guy begging for change outside the courthouse?
Absolutely.
Okay. He wanted real change. He picked Obama. You sound passionate. I respect that. I don't agree with your decision, but you have a right to make it.
Well, we're not all the smartest people in the world.
Yeah. Mogwai, dude. It's tough. There's only one smartest guy in the world.
We have real-life Mogwai on stage here.
Let's talk to the Mogwai. Mogwai, are you allowed to vote? Who'd you vote for? Uh-huh. Okay. So it was a tough decision for you?
John Kerry was like 4 years ago.
Don't let the Mogwai beat.
Apparently Mogwai has strong feelings about John Kerry. I mean, he didn't make it. What are you thinking? What?
Swift boat, dude.
Swift boat. You're a swift boat pilot yourself. Okay.
That's cool, okay. Man.
I understand.
Okay,
moving on. We got one for Romney. Let's talk about Martin Walsh's voting experience. You went to a different precinct.
I went to the Super Church.
Okay.
And I waited 10 minutes. It was great. And I voted
Super Church.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, God.
Barack Hussein.
You really?
I did. I did, Rusty.
Just when you thought there was hope.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you voted for Obama. Was that an easy decision for you?
It was definitely an easy decision.
Easy decision. Okay, let me remind the viewers that we're in Florida. This is our Naples, Florida studios.
Quail Hollow, Florida.
Quail Hollow. And this is a battleground state, so every vote counts here. Every vote that we're talking about is very important to America. Let me get back to you, Walsh. What was your main reason for voting for Obama?
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like he's done a good job, and I'm all for Obamacare. I'm not for the mandate, but that's not Obama's fault. That's the Republican Congress' fault. And what's Obama done wrong? That's all I got to say.
Would you like to counter that, Darren?
Where's his birth certificate at?
All right, Donnie.
Listen, Mr. Trump.
Donald Trump. We actually showed his video on the last show when he was like demanding the birth certificate again.
What a joke.
How can you take him seriously?
Obama, dude.
Okay.
What is he going for that you like? What is he going for? What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Right.
You want me to go on? You want
me
to start on this?
Uh-huh. Okay.
First of all,
let's get deep.
First of all, I'm all against fucking mandates and fucking healthcare. gonna smoke a cigar around here. Yeah, you are.
This is a smoker's room. We're in a smoker's panel.
Yeah, okay.
Dipping.
Well, man, we're dipping.
Healthcare.
Dipping and smoking.
What about the healthcare?
Well,
how's it better?
How's it better? And by 2014,
how's Obamacare gonna be better?
The mandate's bullshit. I agree.
You like how everybody has
let's
to
cheer.
Go one
let's
person.
Cheer. Let's like cheer against the mandate.
Who fuck the mandate.
Who likes the mandate?
Nobody likes the mandate.
But who pushed the mandate on them?
Congress.
The Congress. Exactly. Obama wanted the public option, which was like a socialized medicine. But seriously, like,
goddamn
the mandate is bullshit. He didn't want the mandate. It's everyone else that wanted the mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there was a public option, you go to fucking, like, the... What's more capitalistic?
Oh,
fucking all the independent independent corporations competing for your thing, or like a government that can undercut everything they have? That's pretty much it, dude. Like, they didn't want the public option because it undercuts everything like the private industry has to compete with it. So, well, whatever. The mandate. It's the mandate. It's there, right? Okay, you had no option. Obama didn't want the mandate. The fucking Congress and the House wanted that shit.
I'm with you. I'm feeling it's tough.
You know what I'm saying?
He had to work against the Republican Congress. And with that comes a lot of a compromise.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not exactly what you set out to do. And I feel like what you're saying.
You didn't want the mandate.
Yes, it's a good.
You wanted the public option, which is socialized medicine.
It's a good.
But
it's a good.
Honestly, what's more capitalistic than having a fucking government-run health insurance company that competes with the private industry health insurance companies that cheaper?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
I understand. What you're saying is, I feel like this is something I agree with because I always like to say. People blame Obama for the compromise, but the compromise is really is not what
fault.
He wants.
He has to
go along with a lot of Republican
forward.
Things.
It's a result of Congress,
right? It's a result of the people that are fighting against him and trying to block everything he does.
Yeah,
so he has to come somewhere in the middle.
He wanted the public option. He couldn't get the public option.
Okay.
Public option, socialized medicine. All right. He's ended what the war in Iraq. Well, it's not just him, but like essentially, if fucking John McCain was not like he would fucking want another surge, dude. Like, I don't know. I mean,
I get you, man. We don't have to get too deep into issues right now, but I respect that. You're talking about the mandate. We're gonna be here all night.
Yeah.
Once again, this is Brooke's show. We're gonna get to Lonnie's vote. Lonnie, tell me where you voted and how it went for you.
I voted for Obama.
Good for you.
Well,
nice.
Did you go to the 144 where we voted in Quail Hollow?
144.3.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And did you have to wait in line?
Great. No. Great place to vote.
It's a nice spot.
You go there, you're in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And
how was the decision for you? Did you know immediately?
Yeah.
Did you weigh it out a lot?
No question, really.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some Republican views.
He's a libertarian.
More so libertarian,
sure.
But
if I had to guess on this guy's opinion, he's libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times when you go to vote for somebody, it's like picking between like a public restroom. Okay, you have the shitter here, the shitter there. Which shitter is the cleanest?
Right. One's like. The seat's covered in vomit, and you don't have any toilet paper, and the other one doesn't have a seat.
It's got shit,
right.
But there's toilet paper.
Exactly.
So it's like they're both really bad decisions.
The thing is these guys, Obama, Romney, they're going to say what they need to do to get elected. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is.
The other one's got an insert hole here. And
yeah.
Just don't go there.
Way-oh. I like that.
Someone put the hat on, please.
We got an interesting hat. It must be worn at all times.
Where's your troll hat, dude?
Dude, that's Halloween costumes, bro.
Everyone's wearing blazers.
But,
yeah, today's blazer show.
No blazers.
If you guys have a blazer, I recommend you put it on. We're trying to look professional.
I've been a douchebag with a hair.
I've got the Democrat.
50-50 right now.
Okay, yeah, let's check in with the polls, guys. Here's what's going on in your neck of the woods. We got Florida 50-50. 3,300,000, 3,300,000. for both candidates. Very close.
Georgia's a big fucking
50, 50.
Lower on the screen, we got Georgia. Georgia looks like it's leaning towards Romney. He's got a 180,000 vote lead.
30%.
Not very close.
How many delegates Georgia got?
Next, Illinois. Going for Obama. Not a shocker. His home state, or his new home state.
It's a Democratic state.
Born in Hawaii, raised in Chicago.
Illinois is
next is
and
North.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Next is North Carolina. North Carolina looks like it's leaning Romney right now. Not too shocking. Let's remember, guys. Oh, hey, predictions on Ohio. First,
this is Virginia.
First round, Virginia. I saw Ohio before. Let's see here.
Samadana.
Okay, Virginia.
That's given.
Romney's got Kentucky in the bag.
What's this guy? What'd you vote? How'd you vote in Florida when you live in California?
I live in California. I actually was unable to vote.
I thought so. Yeah. I wanted to call you out because I thought that.
So I'll be. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. You're
so
my friends.
Right here, I'm like, how's this guy voting? He lives in California.
So I would have, of course, voted. I want
to
vote. But I had
Florida.
The chance to come to Florida. I'm like, I could probably make a bigger difference convincing people here to vote.
But your legal address is in Florida.
Yeah.
But say you were able to vote. Who would you vote for?
Of course I'd vote for Obama. All
right.
I was going to vote for Obama in California, but it's already going that way. So I was just like, I'm going to come to Florida.
Vote,
I'm going to swing some people in Florida. And I actually got a bunch of votes in Florida, you guys. I got one in the back here. I got people voting Obama all over the place.
Shot girl
in the back.
Shot girl. All right.
Yeah. I heard about you.
Yeah.
Let's check in. You guys,
shot girl.
We got some chat. We got some chatter up here on our screen. Carly,
questions?
Yeah, Carly St. James says, pretty sure any state in the South is going to go Romney.
Dirty South, baby, let's go.
Safe bet, but Florida went Obama last time.
Florida's in the South.
Florida's in the South, technically.
Florida's exception, dude. Deep
like, South.
Everyone comes from, anyone that has any sense comes to Florida.
Okay,
half
of them are from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Florida's in the Deep South.
Florida could go either way. Thanks for the chatter. If anyone else out there, Salma, Carly, he's got any questions, hit us up. She's somewhere.
Yeah, dude, look at
it. Salma's a shit.
I also want to remind you guys, we have our map. This is our country map. We're going to be coloring this in as
you
we go. Nothing's official yet, so I'm going to leave it blank. I like to wait for 100% confirmation, unlike some other news stations, Fox News. For now, I'm just going to let you guys check out the map. Let's get back to our full shot. And let's talk about voting, guys.
Yeah, you got some dip going.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for the dip, bro.
No more dip, dude. That was good.
Well. Easy, fellas.
So
typical
we have
Democrats.
Dude, libertarian.
Get the fucking call.
Do you guys want to talk about voting? Do you want to talk about who you voted for? You can just say Obama. You can just say Obama.
Out, where's Rusty?
Rusty. Well, something fell.
Miss Heatherly.
Oh, that's a can.
Come on up.
Mom, you want to say who you voted for?
Yes, she does.
We got a huge crowd in the back, and actually the bleachers are full right in front of us. Hundreds of people.
It's gonna be huge.
Yeah. It's gonna be big. Big show, Brooke show, election night coverage.
Big deal.
So you guys want to call some people? I was thinking making some calls.
Oh, yeah, call Mike Fritchie. Mike Fritchie. Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll
call
Mike Fritchie.
Up, dude.
I don't know if I have his current number, but I have one from high school.
My phone's at your house, right?
All right, we're going to call people and ask them who they voted for.
Michael David Fritchie. His full name.
Fritchie. All right, let's see how this goes.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
It's
going
to go great.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Ooh, I
want
to take you to Bermuda.
We can
plug it. Come on, pretty mama. Take you down to Kokomo. To Kokomo. We'll get there fast. And then we'll take it slow. That's where we want to go. Way down to Kokomo.
I just called Fritchie's house. No one answered.
They're not taking calls right now.
All right, let me try and get Jet's number.
All right, we're going to call some more people.
Let's get Jet and Nicole up in here. I know Nicole's diehard Obama. Jet says she had a hard time voting for Obama.
She doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Honestly, I don't think she does.
She
does. Fucking send
like,
that
I had
shit.
A hard decision.
Battery low. Kill someone.
Look, we'll check in with our fan base. Carly says Florida's not the South. Ha ha ha. Florida is south of the South. They're wannabes.
Right. Right. It is that it isn't.
Everyone that has a peace of mind, like anyone that's sane, moves to Florida. All right, you guys. Missouri?
Yeah.
Misery.
All right?
Miserable.
Exactly. You moved to Florida for fucking peace of mind, man. Like, Florida.
All right, I got Jet's number.
Call him up. I'm calling Fritchie's cell. His old cell.
Oh, shit. Going deep.
Digging deep.
Going deep.
How's my hair look?
It's good.
It's amazing.
Michael Fritchie?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Michael Fritchie, this is Brooks Heatherly. Welcome to the Brooks Show.
Yeah!
Well.
Oh, man.
What's up, man? How are you doing tonight?
I've been dreaming of this for a long time.
Doing good. Just watching this close range.
Oh, man, it's looking super close. We're actually filming a live podcast right now, and we're asking people who they voted for.
All right.
Who'd you vote for, sir?
Well, I will tell you, I voted for Mr. Mitt Romney.
Yeah! We have another Mitt Romney in the house. You're live on speakerphone. I got my brother. I got Lonnie. I got Marty. I got my mom. Everyone's in the house. Say hello.
Oh, are you in Naples?
Yeah, man. I'm at the crib, dude. Come through.
I went, because I got this phone call from California.
This is my new phone.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I gotta answer this from California.
VIP call.
What?
I said it's a VIP call, man. Thanks for answering, bro. Good to hear from you. Yeah, how nice. You been?
Good, man. Just working and stuff.
Cool. So back to your vote. You voted for Romney. What was your main factor in that decision?
Romdog?
Yep.
Fuck the Jews.
Romdog.
I just don't like Obama. It's pretty much what did it.
Okay. That's fair.
It's because he's black.
Is it because you're black?
No, he's black.
What?
Did you not vote for Obama because he's black?
Yeah, of course.
Now, here's what I have to say about that.
No,
you can't defend that. That's true. That's real.
He's a racist. It's in the books.
Michael, where are you at tonight, man? Are you at home?
If you're voting for him, he's just racist.
Well, hey, dude, if you want to come over, we're chilling at my house. We're having an election party.
Obama's black. Yeah, fuck him. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
That's awesome, Michael. Everybody say bye to Michael.
Bye, thanks for the call, man.
Hit me up later, bro.
Thanks for calling.
All right, good night. That was Michael Fritchie, the legend.
He's a legend.
He's a living legend.
We can't deny that. He's a legend.
And who do you vote for?
Romney.
Rondog.
All right, that's another Romney vote. Good to know.
Yeah, it's great to know.
It seems like everyone I talk to is Romney. We did some video earlier. Actually, we'll plug that later. We'll plug that in. We'll let you guys see who we talked to at the polling.
I got another call.
Okay, call him up. If you got a speakerphone, I'll hit him up on my mic.
I can bet. So I got to give you the number. Jet,
okay, Nicole, give me the number.
687.
Okay.
8645.
239.
It's plugged into your phone? Nice.
What's up?
Nothing.
My phone's plugged in? All right, who is this?
This is my girlfriend.
This is baby mama.
Baby mama.
Jet.
And her friend.
Can I get a name?
Tej.
Tej and Nipple.
Tej?
Narcol.
Narcol.
Hello?
Hey. Hi, is this Tej?
Yes.
Hey, this is Brooks Heatherly. Welcome to the Brooks Show. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
That's awesome. I'm sitting here with your boy Lonnie, and he told me to give you a call. I hope you don't mind.
No, not at all.
Oh, awesome. Hey, Lonnie, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi, babe.
Yeah.
I know you guys don't get to talk enough. anyway, we're calling. We're actually on a live podcast right now. Welcome to the Brooks Show.
Oh, I'm honored to be.
How's Nicole doing?
Part of it.
That's awesome. How's Nicole tonight?
How's Nicole?
Yes.
Oh, she's great. She just left, actually.
She just left?
Oh, okay. Howdy 3000.
Dude, fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to business. Tonight we're doing an election night show.
Come down,
we're talking all about the presidential election. Who did you vote for today?
That's true, the baby.
I'm sorry?
Who did you vote for? Hello?
Obama.
Obama. Oh. All right. All right. We heard that. That's an Obama 1-1 on our calls. Congratulations for making the right choice. What made you vote for Obama?
Oh, my God. This is an insane interview.
Pressure's on. No, there's no pressure.
Not bad.
Okay, probably because you're a woman and you like control of your own body. That makes sense.
Yeah, nice. You know, nice, that makes sense. Points. Yeah, all right, yeah.
Anyways, thanks for coming on. If you're free, I guess you're down the street. You can come over. We're hanging out. We're having an election party.
Bring the baby.
I'm talking to you and feeding the baby at the same time.
Bring the baby,
so.
Jet.
Oh, the baby. Who on. Did the baby vote for?
I'm sorry?
Who did the baby vote for?
Well, she was with me, so
I gave her my
Obama. All right, yeah, awesome. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. Thank you so much. You have a great night.
Oh, you too. Thanks for calling.
Bye. That was awesome.
Sweating me over here.
All right, so we got 1-1.
Thomas the lawyer.
So we're doing pretty good on our polls. Let me remind the nation that these are all Florida voters. We're in a battleground state right now. Let's check in with the exit polls. Massachusetts
Angel.
Is up. I think that's a Senate race.
Everyone of this is
Dave
Obama. Every one
Dave
of them.
Hilden.
Dave.
Dave.
Can we get Dave Hilden on?
Call Dave.
I would love to talk to David Hilden.
249.
1 second.
Call it up.
Can you just say 239 before? Because otherwise, I forget.
Well, you're on the internet, so it's 239.
239.
Get used to it.
249.
Fritchie
Tibby. 2525.
Any questions? Questions? Anybody? Questions?
Yeah, any questions on the chat, hit us up.
Derek would be awesome.
We're chilling here. You got any questions, we're going to take them.
Call Derek after this, dude. Derek
Pair from Fake Problems.
From what?
Fake Problems.
I never heard of this thing. White people
problems.
First world problems.
Hello? David Hilden? Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Brooks Show. This is Brooks Heatherly. How are you tonight?
We're doing great tonight. How are you doing over there?
Hey, man, you are on our live podcast. I'm sitting here with Lonnie, Marty, and Darren. We're recording our election night coverage. how is your day, man? Did you vote?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Who'd you vote, Hilden?
Who'd you vote for?
Who'd you vote, Hilden? Come on.
I voted for Rosie O'Donnell.
What?
He said he voted for Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Barr. All right.
Bam.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Roseanne. It's Roseanne Barr.
You mean Roseanne Barr from Roseanne the Jew?
She's Jewish.
Or Ron Paul.
You like Ron Paul, yeah. All right. I'm down for Ron Paul.
I respect that. I respect that.
Let's raise your hand for Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
I wish Ron Paul was here.
Slash Janice Gusinich.
Okay, David, seriously, did you vote for Obama or what?
Paul ticket, dude.
I didn't vote for Obama.
All right, well, he didn't. He didn't vote for him. Did you have to wait in line?
No, I had no line at all.
Cool.
Good for you.
In
Lee
County, looking at like 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hey, Dave, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah, Dave. Where's the drugs at, Dave?
I'm watching a movie.
He's watching a movie. Sounds
good. What are you watching, Dave?
He's returning videotapes.
What are you watching, Dave?
Returns videotapes.
I watched a cool movie called Rubber.
What?
Rubber.
Rubber, oh yeah, yeah, boy.
Flubber.
Rubber is a fucking movie about
Flubber
like
two.
Now, Rubber is about a tire that kills people.
He said Flubber.
Oh yeah.
He said Flubber.
Did you say Hilden? Rubber or you, Flubber?
I love you, Hilden.
I
He said rubber.
Hilden, we love you. Thanks for coming on the Brooks Show, man.
Call DP.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome to come over. We're having a party tonight.
Who did he vote for? You were fucking...
All right, good night.
Romney?
Yeah. Bill Obama?
No, he didn't. He voted for a third party.
Roseanne. Dude.
Roseanne. He just Roseanne really loved Barr. That. He loves sitcoms. He's a sucker for sitcoms.
You just watch Rubber, right?
He's in another place.
Who watches Rubber? Right?
Pennsylvania. 64-35. Oh, shit, son.
Dude, when I call people, Fritchie sent me a picture. Like, when I call, it says Inglewood, California.
call DP, dude. Give him DP's number, dude.
DP's.
All right, we're making
DP's
calls on the Brooks Show. We got Derek Perry up next from Fake Problems.
Hopefully.
If you guys got a number, we'll call it. So put the number in the chat box. We'll call. Hit us
up. Talk to you about elections and shit.
You'll fucking rot your ear out with elections.
Yeah, so it's all elections all the time on the Brooks Show.
My phone's at your house. I don't know, have my phone.
290158.
Yeah, you do that. You do that.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Hold on.
Either way, it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Should call random people.
What's going on back here?
239-298-0158.
Is it put up with this shit?
Here we go.
There we go.
Derek Perry.
Potentially Derek Perry with Fake Problems.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Hello.
Hi, is this Derek Perry?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the Brooks Show. We are recording exit polls about the election tonight. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Excellent. I'm sitting here with your friends Lonnie Dillinger and Marty Walsh. All right, well, we're talking about who people voted for today. Who did you get out and vote? Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Roseanne Barr.
Yeah!
All right, yeah! Another Roseanne Barr vote. What made you want to vote for Roseanne?
You know, she is a strong pro-marijuana, and let's face it, her show in the 90s was revolutionary.
Okay, very exciting. I like your style. Pro marijuana is a big thing. That's why I liked Ron Paul. You guys got any gigs coming up? What do you want to plug?
Did you vote?
Just, you know, punk forever, forever punk.
All right, punk forever, punk till you die. Hey, thanks for taking our call, DP.
Absolutely.
You have a great night.
Double penetration.
Yeah, you know what DP stands for.
All right. Excellent. Lots of fun tonight. We got a few new people in the room. Yeah. Let's welcome the brilliant Patrick Gaffney.
Are we live?
Yeah, we are live. We're on the internet.
This is awesome.
We're doing a show. Patrick, jump in between Marty and Lonnie. Right. Tell us about your voting experience. Hey, tell them. Tell the world.
Well, you know, I started off, got a little fat sandwich to start my day. Started off at about 1:30. You know, took a walk to the precinct, 431, 239. Let's go. Waited in line about 30 seconds. Clocked in. Romney, clocked out.
Oh. Romney. We got a Romney.
Yes.
Good story.
Genius.
Good story.
Genius.
He really had me going with that sandwich. I was wondering what kind of sandwich it was, but then he took off.
That was sandwich.
Let's get Adolfo in. Adolfo, tell us about who you voted for. Come
Adolfo.
On in.
I am not in this conversation.
You're not jumping in. Get in here. Get in here, buddy. The brilliant Adolfo with his American flag satchel.
I will not tell you who I voted for, but I will tell you something interesting. I did have to wait 2.5 hours to vote. I was in the one
oh my God.
Where they had
where
the lines.
Where the fuck did you vote at?
At Golden Gate.
In Lee County?
Golden Gate Community Center. I kid you not.
Damn.
I had to be waiting, man. It's
2.5 hours. What was the problem? Was it like not that many polls?
I think they combined all the precincts together in one area.
Okay.
Because they said they've been saying that was busy all week.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah.
It was ridiculous. I didn't expect that.
Oh, my God.
I still got my sticker, so I was very proud of that.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Glad you voted. Welcome to the party. Grab a drink. We're hanging out all night. We're talking about the election. It's election party. Let's go ahead and check in with the results.
You seeing that right now?
Yeah. New Mexico is going Obama. We got 55%. He's leading by about 20,000 votes. Let's see what else is going on. Maryland, Maryland election. We got a Senate election. Cardigan looks like they've won. Another minute,
so
Maryland Senate election.
That's your color in
Sabani.
Man.
Should we start coloring?
You should.
Yeah. Color.
Who's official? Is this official?
That's official, dude.
Okay.
Official.
So we're gonna start coloring
the
in, guys.
Red and blue are official.
Florida's blue, dude. Questionable, but it's blue.
It's 50.
Florida's looking blue.
They're only up by 1,000 votes.
Only 81%. Florida. Florida. Obama. Obama.
Checking in with Carly, the beautiful Carly St. James says she loves how we're drinking PBRs on election night. That's American.
Well,
touche.
I agree. It's American. Yeah, it's PBR here.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome,
Bush
Carly.
German,
what
so.
Are you drinking tonight?
Nice observation.
Good eye. Good
where's,
eye.
Where's Salma? What's her name?
Where's Psalms? Salma Hayek in the room.
For? Yeah, what, let's
she
get the votes, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking
Carly, who'd you vote for? Hit us up. Let us know. We got a lot of chatter. We're talking about votes. We want everyone's voting stories.
Carly's
we got
cool,
a few new people in the room.
Salma,
Patrick, man. Anyone we could call to talk about their votes? You got a friend? You want to call your dad? Let us know.
Yeah,
let's call
chucker.
The chucker. Let's
chucker.
Get the chucker. We're doing phone calls.
His dad's a chucker. You gotta pay for that kind of voice.
That's not for free. That's not for free. All right, I gotta start coloring this map in. I'm gonna wait. Okay, it looks like the bottom is it.
Obama.
So we got red. I see red all over the South. I'm gonna start with Texas. Is red.
That's given, dude.
Yeah.
It's given.
He needed college in fucking 2 days ago, man.
Given.
Yep.
Yep.
It's painful watching me watch.
Oh, yeah. He's sleeping.
Yeah.
Goddamn Texas.
How about Bears D this week?
So we're Kranz.
I go to Wambusa. I know I'm going to get pussy, man.
They got me 30 and like 26.
So text.
Like the party?
Fucking party, man.
All right, Texas is 34 electorals are going to Mr. Romney. What else can I color in safely? We can just keep going around Texas. Oklahoma is looking. Oklahoma is safe to go red. We're starting with the red.
Dakotas, maybe. I don't know. Like two delegates?
I see it going up. You can go all the way to Canada north of Texas.
Yeah, Colorado.
So Kansas is red.
45% though.
Colorado's still swinging. It's right there to the left, yellow.
They're going to go blue, man.
They went blue last time.
They're going blue.
But they're typically a red state before Obama last election.
They're blue, dude. They're blue.
Okay. Kansas, I think I can go up to Nebraska. See how that red line's going over there?
This is crazy. I've
never had this kind of setup.
Dude, this is legit election broadcast.
Seriously,
welcome.
I love the Blazers too, man.
Yeah, dude.
Seriously,
where's your Blazer at?
Blazer,
everyone loves the Blazers.
It's a Blazer party. Man.
It's a Blazer party.
Blazer.
Thanks, PG.
I
didn't know
that.
Either. I'd be rocking
the Blazer.
Let's see. What else?
Obama still got Florida.
I'm gonna go ahead and do South Dakota, North Dakota. We got a bunch of red states right in the heart of America.
14,000 votes. Fucking aye, mate.
Nothing's blue official. I think Maine is a blue
it's
official.
Close,
it looks like the top.
So close.
It's big, yeah.
Let's see where they were at. Michigan is going Obama. He's got a 27 or about 20,000 point lead, 20,000 vote lead. Right now they're looking at Colorado. It's going 54%. Oh, that was previous election. Excuse me. He's talking about the previous election. We're watching CNN. So Wolf.
Wolf, dude.
This guy's
Minnesota.
Not Wolf. This is like
Minnesota. Well, it's pretty close in Minnesota.
Pretty close in Minnesota.
Really? What does it matter, man? Delegates?
Okay, we're here we go. Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont are all blue.
Bring out the fucking anti-northern state bullshit here.
Mm-hmm.
Northerners.
Yankees.
Marty hates baseball. He hates frozen food.
Yeah.
Yanks.
He hates baseball.
I hate Yanks, Skanks, and Pollywanks. I hate Jews, Brews, and Canoes.
Yeah, he did.
Marty's drooling. That hit the spot. So checking in, we got 5 viewers. We got a lot of chatter, a lot of love out there.
Who's chattering, dude?
We got Carly St. James. We got myself chattering. A lot of love. Everyone, let's check our Facebooks. Let's all get on Facebook as a group and post Brooks Show Live right now. Let's get some viewers. We'll get some chatter. I know that sounds like a chore. You're like, ugh. Just do it. Just do it. As a group, we're in this together. We're going all night. We're going to stay here until somebody fucking wins this country. And hopefully it's not the crazy Mormons.
We can't afford to renege. Renege,
dude. Renege, what the...
That's offensive.
We're on a podcast, bro.
No, you can say whatever you want on a podcast. Yeah. You can be racist. It's
fucking hotter than
them goddamn.
Let's get calling the Blazers.
Man. Yeah, you ain't lying. Right?
Let's trade out the Blazers. Give someone else
some. There's no wear American flags around, dude. Seriously, it's comfortable. You can wrap yourself up if you get cold.
I can't wear that exactly with an American flag, Captain America.
I'm coloring in Georgia and South Carolina.
Superman was so un-American.
I think Arkansas. All the South and the Midwest are going Romney. Florida's still up for grabs, of course. Ohio's
too
close to.
South Carolina's totally Romney.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a backpack right
there.
Nope, I stole it. I'm gonna go ahead and check in with the fans. Let them see the map.
Tell them I stole it.
It's gone.
Wow. Here's the official Brooks Show map so far. We've got Texas, most of the Midwest and the South, Romney, a few official states in the Northeast for Obama. Still too close to call on the rest, guys. We got a lot of polls still out there. People are still voting in, of course, California, 3 hours behind us. A lot of action tonight. Let's go ahead. We got our voting stories from everyone in the house that wants to give it. Let's take some predictions. I want to hear predictions now. I want to see what you guys are thinking. Where is this going to go? Where's your money going to go? You're betting money.
I enjoy my birth control.
Okay, yeah. From the back, the ladies like the birth control. That means they like to bang, for one. And then for two, they like Obama.
Right.
Okay, so let's start with predictions. We started at the far end before. Let's start with Lonnie. Sir, who do you think is going to win tonight? And by how much?
Obama by 3%.
Okay. Damn. Obama by 3% in the electoral. Let me ask you, do you think he's going to win Florida or and Iowa? Where do you think those states are going?
He's
going
to win Florida. He's going to win Ohio.
Ohio, thank you.
Florida, dude. Florida's a toss-up.
Florida's the big one.
Ohio's a big one.
He's got a 2-point lead.
He's got Ohio, right now. They're on welfare, dude. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
He's got Ohio. He's giving free phones. I mean,
free phones.
Free phones.
Yeah. Dude, Jess got a free phone.
Vote for him, too.
Jess?
Jet.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, Jess. Okay.
I was on welfare.
Exactly.
Okay, great. We got one prediction for Obama. Let me ask Marty. Let me predict. What's your prediction? And how do you think it's going to go down? More specifically, you think it's going to be close? You think he's going to sweep?
I think Barack Hussein Obama.
Bjerg.
I love how you can just like say Hussein with his name. And
yeah,
like,
it's so funny because you're like
so
rubbing it in.
What's the point of it, dude?
It's hilarious.
You know what the point of it is? I feel uncomfortable. I feel very uncomfortable.
Barry is going to win this shit. Like, he's going to wipe your ass with it in the end.
Okay.
He's going to wipe your ass. That's the whole thing. He's going to wipe your ass, dude.
Why wouldn't he just change his name? Oh, yeah, he did. He changed his name to Hussein Obama. What a prick.
From what?
And wow. I got Romney by a landslide.
You've been listening to too much Fox News, dude. Come on, bro.
Wow. Okay.
No Fox here.
A lot of heated discussion on the panel. I'm losing control. But I'll try to round things up. So you have another Obama prediction. Obama, Darren, you said Romney. You want to elaborate? You think he's taking Florida? How's Romney going to win?
Well, I can't say he's taking Florida quite yet because it's a very close race. It's within about 2,000 votes.
So how does he win? Does he take Ohio and Iowa?
Well, obviously
Colorado?
He's not going to be taking Ohio, and I'll just say that
yeah,
clearly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Ohio's going for
Florida's
Obama.
Florida's toss-up, dude. Florida.
Florida is what
I am relying on.
Like,
and
toss-up, dude. Florida is a question.
Okay. So people are thinking Ohio's going Obama.
Yeah.
Florida's the more of a toss-up. Okay. Let me ask the people in the back. Anyone have any predictions in the back? Anyone want to throw out their thoughts? Obama's going to win. Romney's going to win.
I voted Obama, but personally, I hope Romney wins just because of all the choices I actually didn't think of.
Yes!
You want to hear a funny story?
Woo! Okay. I do want to hear it. So step up. Let's hear the story from Adolfo. Get in here. Let him in, guys. Squeeze in. Squeeze in.
Besides
American this.
Besides actually waiting 2.5 hours in line, well, the up was.
Where'd
that
you
actually,
go? Fucking wait 2.5 hours.
I told you, go get community center, man. Well, around, dude. And anyways,
damn.
So I got on the news though, because PG literally called me right after they did the live news feed, and I was like, "What?
Nice.
That's insane, dude." So anyways, they give me the ballot. I wait there, and in my head, I already picked Romney. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna sound like such an idiot on the internet, but anyways, I walk up, and then as soon as I go, boom. Boom, and I go, oh, fuck, I voted Barack. And I went back, and sure enough, I did. So
you voted Barack?
Oh, and I literally said the fuck part out loud because people were laughing.
So wait. Let's clarify. Was it an accident, or was it like you actually picked Obama in the last second?
No, it was an accident. I kid you not. It was like a subconscious thing.
You just went through the vote and you just like clicked it.
I guess it was gut, but
you wanted to vote Obama, and
it was like subconscious. Subconscious.
I hope that Obama wins by one, and then your vote was the one that won the election.
I was afraid of that.
That was the deciding vote.
I was just like, it's coming down to a few votes, man.
Okay.
It does.
No, thanks for the story. And you're predicting Romney's going to win.
Yes.
Okay, so he predicts Romney. He voted for Obama. That's an interesting twist. We got another prediction from Carly. Carly's chatting us up. She predicts that Romney's going to win by 2%. Not much.
That's what I'm talking about.
But that's
about.
All it takes. Yes. Let's remember how close it was in the Bush Gore election. Any more predictions from the back? Shelby, Valerie, Mom, predictions? Another shot.
Yeah.
Another shot, and we'll get a prediction from Valerie.
Where's the apple pie at?
Get the apple pie out. It's short. It's running short.
It's running real short. Like
real quick, we got some.
Wins Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
CNN projects.
Call it in, dude. Call it in. CNN's God.
CNN is God. Okay, so we got Obama winning Pennsylvania. That's not a shocker. I'll color that in. I think we should color in Pennsylvania and New York.
Well, he's got 60% over 39. I mean,
that's yeah.
Given, dude.
Colorado is so close.
So I'm coloring in Pennsylvania. I think New York's going Obama. I didn't hear it, though.
I'll color it.
We use crayons on the Brooke Show.
Yeah,
we're better than digital graphics. Losers. Let's see, what else? 270 to win. It looks like we got 140 electorals for Obama, 152 for Romney. It's easy to predict the middle states, to be fair. Those are landslide states. The big number states are still debated. Missouri, 55% for Romney.
Given,
it's a given, but Obama did win Missouri last time, so that's not a good sign for him.
Yeah, but he's already up that much; it's only 10% of the state.
Fucking
Wisconsin, 56% for Romney. That's only 6% delivered. So everything's close. Colorado, 51% for Obama. That's a good sign. That's a big
Obama,
state that
right,
Obama
yeah.
should win.
Colorado.
He's currently only up by 50,000 votes. Next is New Mexico. Also for Obama,
54%.
He's up by 20,000 votes, 54%. Looking good. Careful with the spills, guys. We're in the studio. Be professional. Casey Bush has joined the conversation. Welcome, Casey Bush.
Casey Bush.
Obama's got Pennsylvania, according to Casey, and he's got the election. So we have another prediction for Obama, guys. Obama prediction recorded for the record. North Carolina, 51% for Romney. He's winning by over 100,000 votes. Looking pretty good. He's got 78% delivered. Ohio is going Obama. That's a very good sign for the Obama fans. Ohio for Obama. He's got a huge lead. He's got an over 100,000 vote lead. Only Florida is going Obama right now, guys. That's 84% delivered. Florida going Obama. Granted, it's only a 20,000 vote lead. Only 20,000 vote lead. Not very much. Less than 20,000. But that is 84% delivered. So not much left. In Florida, that's a big state, 29 electoral votes on the line. We're talking election night. We're talking coverage. Michael Fritchie has joined the chat, everyone.
Yeah.
Michael Fritchie. Hey, Fritchie.
Fritchie.
Ah, people. Okay. Richard Pryor would like to say what up to the panel and homies in the back, Gath and Adolf. What up, pimps? What up, Fritchie? Let me just
Rich?
Yeah, Fritch is on the Rich chat. Let me just give a shout out. Adolf says what's up. Anyway, let me holler at Michael, Casey, Carly, and I think Katie's joining the chat. You guys, we love you. Thanks for hitting us up. Give us some questions. We're talking predictions right now, so you haven't thrown out your predictions. Hit us up. We're taking questions. We're talking voting stories. We're talking everything. Also, if you guys have a phone number, we will call it on the air, and we'll ask them who they voted for. Anyone else have a phone number? New guys, anyone in the back have a phone number we can call?
If I have my phone number,
we'll call someone, and we'll ask them about who they voted
for. Please ask us a question. Please.
Where's the girl? What's her name?
I don't think you can.
What's her name from last time?
Salma. Salma is silent.
Salma's
silent. I think she's out.
She don't want no part of this.
So Casey wants to know, what about the Senate race? How, anyone following the Senate races? Anyone
Bill
vote?
Nelson.
Bill Nelson for Florida. That's a good choice.
I'm guessing Bill is short for William, so his name is William Nelson.
I personally voted for Mac Daddy.
You know what Connie Mac stands for? Cornelius McGillicuddy III.
That's pretty cool to me. That was awesome. How'd you know?
Well,
Bill Nelson, baby.
Okay, that's the Senate races in Florida. Casey's in California. Casey, fill us in on your Senate choices. Also, if you want to chat us up a little bit about your voting experience, let us know. Let us know who you voted for, how that went down. We're taking everyone's voting stories from the top. So we're here. We're watching. Let's look at the Senate race on CNN. So currently 41 for the Repubs and 43 for the Democrats. They could pick up two. So it could be good for the Democrats this way around. Michael Fritchie says he voted for Nelson. We have another Nelson vote.
We're getting a Nelson. Senate-wise. Michael Fritch Nelson.
Senate-wise.
Richard
Pryor in the House, the legend. Let's see what the official electoral map is looking at. Obama, he has 143. Romney's leading with about 9 electoral votes. Very close. Too close to call. We see a lot of yellow states being undecided. It looks like Illinois has gone for Obama. I think we said that earlier. I'm going to color that in. Michigan as well, Obama. Those are good states to get. 21 electorals in Illinois. We got 17 in Michigan. Very close as far as things go.
Questions, anybody? Questions?
Real quick. Let's take a minute. Casey Bush said she voted for Feinstein. That's obviously a Jew in California's name. not to be harsh, but to be honest.
Anytime Stein's in it,
gotta
go that way.
But I'm assuming that's Democrat. She's a stark Democrat.
Fuck Israel.
And let's check in with the other news sources. Casey's helping us out.
Palestine all the way.
Yeah.
Right versus Mike, baby.
So Casey says MSNBC has 158 Obama, 153 Romney. So we have two contradicting.
Fucking liberals. Yeah. Fucking
I feel like CNN's the most
We're
in the middle.
We're watching fucking Arthur.
Okay, so I'm going to color in Michigan. Fritchie's laughing his ass off. Casey's giving us a tongue face.
LMAFO.
Michigan giving 17 electorals to Obama.
Sounds so much better.
Casey laughs out loud.
Pump.
We be knocking boots.
Fully torqued right now.
I'm so stoked. Whoa! Patrick! That's a blasphemy. American flag's going up.
Yeah, wave that shit.
It feels good.
Should we take a moment to talk about America? I think we should.
Who doesn't know?
Yeah, I mean, we're in America. We're in God's country.
I'd like to take a moment to talk about America.
Let's go ahead, because you guys know there's many things about tonight that would not be possible if we weren't in America. For one, freedom of speech, freedom of internet. China, you can't even get on fucking Facebook. So let's thank America for those rights. Guys, we're talking about America. We're going to go around the room and tell everyone's favorite part about America. I'm going to start. I'm going to say my favorite part about America is freedom of choice, freedom to have sex with whoever I want, and do all kinds of drugs, get really fucked up, drink beer, get high, do a podcast for free, and steal internet from my neighbors, and all that good stuff. I love America. God bless. I think I hit all the sweet spots. Let's go ahead and go around the room. Let's start with the back. You guys, the panel's been hitting us up all night. Real quick, Patrick Gaffney, what's your favorite part about America? Say it loud and proud.
Sports, baby.
Yeah. Sports. Oh, I love sports. God damn it. When you said sports, my pants got small. Adolfo, favorite part about America?
Honestly, it's a serious answer. Religious freedom. I love it.
Love it. Respect the religious freedom. Religions are crazy cults. But I respect your right to have them.
Thank you.
I respect your right to have them.
Yeah.
Let's get everybody in the back. Shelby, favorite part about America?
Pass.
Pass. Pass. Valerie.
Food stamps.
Welfare.
Don't even go there.
Damn. Oh, guys. Quick. Marty was really worried about this. Salma's joined the room.
Oh, yeah.
Better watch out, Marty.
Salma's joining the room. Welcome to election night coverage. She says she has a phone number for us to call. I'm going to call that phone number very soon.
Marty will call it.
We're going to call that number very soon. Let's check in. We're going to get everyone's favorite part about America. Fritchie, Fritchard Pryor says the women.
Pryor.
I love it.
As long as you call him Fritchard Pryor, I'm happy.
I respect that. Salma Casey, Miss, anyone else in the chat, hit us up with your favorite parts about America. Mom, what's your favorite part about America? Freedom. God bless freedom.
That's what I was going to say.
Like freedom.
Okay, right. Who else got to go? Okay, let's get the panel. Darren, favorite part about America?
I didn't just see this on a bumper sticker. I'll keep my guns and my freedom. You guys can keep the change. Bam!
Guns. Guns are great.
Shazam!
Okay.
Hell yeah. Right.
Guns are amazing. Let's go with Marty. Favorite part about America.
I'm glad that someone named Fisher Pryor lives in this.
His favorite part is Fritchard Pryor. Yeah. Just be able to say Fritchard Pryor.
Yeah.
Respect. Okay, Lonnie Dillinger.
Being able to go and vote without being shot. That's pretty cool.
Stan.
That's awesome. That's true. That's true. There's a lot of places. Just the being able to vote is a big thing.
Yeah. What is this, Harlem? Jesus Christ.
No, but a lot of places you can't vote. There's many military coups, dictatorships. shit like that. Other places you can vote, but they're going to tell you who to vote for. They're going to make you vote for certain people.
Yeah, we can go here and vote.
We have freedom.
America.
We have a lot of freedom. Right. This is America. God bless America.
Also, John Mellencamp.
Fisher Pryor.
My favorite part's Bob Dylan.
Not a real American.
He did some good albums the last couple.
John Cougar Concentration Camp.
All right, guys, let's do some more calls. We're going to call people. We're going to talk about who they voted for. If you got numbers, hit me up. If you're in the chat, send me a number. I want a number. Fritchie, I want to call your mom.
I got Fritchie's number. Wow.
Jenny Fritchie.
Casey, I want to call one of your friends.
Where's Roger?
Right now, I'm gonna call Joanna. I'm gonna call Joanna. It's one of Salma's friends, also another fan of the Brooks Show.
I love you, Salma.
The legendary Salma, one of our producers. She's still out in California.
Legendary.
Ooh, Joanna. May have your name.
So I'm typing in a number. We're getting Joanna on the phone. Everybody, quiet for a second. Let's let Joanna have the floor.
Ooh, Joanna. What's your number? Let me give you a ring. Ooh. So sweet. easy over there, Mr. I don't know how to vote.
Hello?
Don't matter, you spilled it, motherfucker.
Hello?
You see that? You see what he tries to do?
Hello?
Clear as day over here.
I'm sorry.
Every time you do that.
Can you guys keep it down?
You gotta keep, okay.
Hello?
He's just pushing shit
around. All right, there's no answer. Come on, man. You know my dad's in bed at 8. Fritchie says his dad's in bed, and he listens to Stan and Haney all day. So, Salma, I just tried Joanna. She didn't answer. Roger, is that Roger Fritchie? All right, we got to call back. Guys, this is Joanna. Keep it down. Keep it down. Here we go.
Oh, Joanna.
Hi, is this Joanna?
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the Brooke Show. Well, Joanna, hey-o. How are you tonight?
You know, she got off camera with this.
Hello?
Yes?
Joanna?
That would be great.
Yes?
Welcome to the Brooke Show. How are you doing?
Hello?
Yes, this is Brooks.
Turn your phone up.
Hear you.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello? Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, who did you vote for?
She hung up on your ass, dude.
Who'd you vote for?
Never mind.
Who did you vote for?
She hung up on your ass.
Well, if she hangs up, she loses out on that.
All right, I can't hear her. Thanks for calling back. I tried again, Salma. She wasn't answering us. That was fun. Anyone else have a number?
I was trying to call Kevin. I'm trying to pre-screen before I give you the
number. Yeah, get him queued up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's call some people. Let's see who everyone's voting for. I'm sweating like a bitch because it's a big night.
I
thought Justin was coming in flesh.
Yeah, I thought he was too.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. That's real. Sousa. You guys ready?
He licked it earlier.
Dude, he
about?
Had open mouth. Right?
I'm not able to get to the phone right now, but it's...
He didn't answer.
He was like,
yeah, I seen
it. Call my friend Casey. Casey Bush says call Casey. I will call Casey. Give me the number. I wish we had a better speakerphone. We could plug it into that shit. If there was a fucking thing.
What's Wolf got to say?
All right, let's check
49,
in.
49-46.
49% of Iowa is going to Obama.
Obamney.
All right.
White.
All right, I got another number from Casey's friend, Casey. There's a lot of Casey's in California.
A lot of Casey's out there.
If you guys haven't been. Anyway...
Just use your phone. Already on.
All right, buddy.
Touch my hair.
Oh, I feel like going like this, but no one's down.
Yeah, I'm never down.
Hey, just hand me your phone if he's ready.
Oh, he's coming over here.
I'm
going to
give you his number. Location.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
He says, as long as you can make it only a couple minutes.
No, we'll go real quick.
Who? Shy.
Go ahead.
239.
Uh huh.
784-8836.
Got it. What's his name?
Nick Etienne.
Oh, Nicky. All right, here we go, guys.
Hey-o.
Listen up, listen up.
Hey-o.
You gotta listen. You gotta listen if you want to hear.
I was like being bald.
He didn't answer.
That's
definitely your fault.
Yeah. I'll try it again.
You coughed it over here when you were giggling.
Hey, Dad.
It makes so much sense.
You want to talk about your vote?
Let me get my high chair going.
No.
You're sitting in that phone book. Phone book.
Phone book. Hey, don't call me. Stop it, Marty.
No fighting on the panel, guys.
He's sitting in a phone book.
I'm trying Nick Etienne again.
He is doing it with a professional.
You're like an inch shorter than me, maybe.
Maybe.
What are you trying to say?
Well, we're about the same height is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you want to arm wrestle?
Hi, Nick Etienne. Welcome to the Brooks Show. Everybody quiet?
No, I can't do it.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I don't want to hurt you.
Very well.
That's awesome, man. Hey, we're talking to people about who they voted for. You want to share with us what your experience was like?
Obama all the way.
Obama vote. We got to vote for Obama from Nick Etienne. That's excellent. Good for you, sir. How was the decision for you? What made you vote for Obama?
I've had a good past 4 years, so I figured why not continue it.
Good job. Good man. And how was the vote? Did you have to wait in line?
I actually did the early voting last week, so it was like a 10-minute wait.
Okay. Great, man. Well, hey, thanks for taking our call. We're just checking in with everybody. How's Tyler doing? Is he around?
He's good. He's not around right now, but I think he voted today.
Cool. Cool. Well, tell him to hit me up. You guys have a great night. Thanks, Nick. Have a good one. All right, so we got another Obama vote, guys. Another Obama.
Hey, I got urgent news.
Phone number.
So we have another phone number. If you guys want to hear, you got to listen. We're going to call Casey's friend Casey. I think she didn't vote. And then we also have a number from Matt. I think we're going to call Matt Leonard.
Whoa!
A lot of good calls coming up.
Oh, no.
You guys got to listen. If you talk over the call, then you can't hear it, and then the audience also can't hear it. So listen up.
Shut the fuck up. March hard.
Thank you. Thank you. Someone had to get hard.
Someone's going to get real in these bitches.
All right, here we go. We're calling Casey. This is a call to California.
Listen to this. Shut the fuck up,
just
bitch.
You just, like, can't not talk.
Yeah. He's fucking dumb as fuck, man. Hard as fuck.
I'm calling Casey Bush's friend. Hi, is this Casey?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, Casey. This is Brooks. Welcome to the Brooks Show.
Heyo!
Whoa!
How are you tonight? We're talking about voting. We want to know who everyone voted for. Who did you vote for?
I lost the vote to not vote.
She didn't
what?
Vote.
Oh, you God bitch. Damn.
What an American. What
an
American.
Boo.
God damn it.
So let me ask you this, Casey. Was that a conscious choice not to vote? Did you not vote because you slept in? What was that about?
I didn't vote because I'm in school right now and I don't have cable and I don't have time to read.
She didn't vote because she doesn't have cable.
I don't have cable.
Okay.
I'm honestly
okay.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer. I wouldn't know what was going on if I didn't have cable, so I respect that. See, that's fair because, you know, she's not just making a dumb decision voting for no people she doesn't know about. Casey, if you had to vote, if someone had a gun to your head, who would you vote for?
If someone had a gun to my head, who would I vote for? Casey says I would vote for Obama. Truthfully, I think it's the lesser of two evils.
Obama? Okay, she would vote for Obama if she had a gun to her head. I'll take it.
That's like the 10th person I heard today that said they would have voted for Obama, but they didn't.
Yeah, okay. Damn. Well, thanks for your time, Casey. Hey, do you have any questions for our panel? We're
God
talking about the election.
America, dude. That's all
I'm talking, but you're not.
All right, thanks for your time. Have a good night.
I'm not going to leave you hanging.
I got my ass whooped by your brother.
Okay, here we go. That was Casey. She didn't vote. Bummer.
I'm auto draft, dude. Team auto
draft. So quick check in. Michael says.
Hey, I got a number for you.
Michael says, "Laugh my ass off." Someone had to get hard. Lonnie Dillinger's my bad cop. I'm the good cop. Mike said to hang up. So I'm gonna call the number.
Yeah,
jump in.
America.
Rotating
in.
The panel. Yeah. Mr. Adolfo, welcome
hey,
to the show.
How you doing?
American, thank you, sir. Awesome. Welcome to the show. We're going to make another call. Fritchie gave us a number for Matt Leonard. We all know Matt Leonard, the legend.
I can tell you right now.
Another local legend. I'm guessing Romney. Let's take guesses. Everyone guessing Romney here?
On Matthew Leonard, I'm going to project. Romney.
All right, Fritchie, check it out. We're calling Matt.
It's Matt, yes.
Check it out, guys. Matt. Sorry, it's not that loud.
I'm like putting up to my little mic.
My tits.
Can they hear it though?
Yeah, they can hear it. I'm like close.
Oh, yeah, I see the mic.
Future. What are you drinking, dude?
Your call has been forwarded.
All right, message on Matt. Nice try. Thanks for the number, Fritchie.
I got a number for you.
If anyone else has got a number, hit us up. What's up?
438-6031.
Hold on. Say 239 first. No, I was playing. Okay, hold on. 239-438-6031. All right, we're making another call. Who is this?
Mr. Andrew Allen.
Andrew Allen.
Andrew Zig Allen.
Ziggy Soggy. All right,
I know Zig. Here we go. It's not ringing it. Here we go. Zig.
Taking my time. Never wait so long.
Cooper? Coop?
He's alive?
I give you a tight.
Coop's fucking living his dream.
Hi, is this Andrew Allen? Hi, this is Brooks Heatherly. Welcome to the Brooks Show.
Welcome,
Maddie. Oh,
Maddie.
Are you
enjoying
Valhalla?
Welcome.
Yes, we are live on a podcast. We're filming on the internet. We're talking to people about voting. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, but hey, are you in Quail Hollow or LA?
We're in Quail Hollow, sir. It's election party at my house.
Sitting right next to Adolfo.
How long are you guys going to be getting down for?
All night, baby. Come on through. I got Adolfo here. I got Marty, Darren, Patrick, Maddie.
Who?
Let's ask him the question.
All right, but here's the business. You got to come over. That's cool. But we're asking everyone. Who did you vote for?
I actually didn't, but I probably
would. Didn't vote. Bummer. Bummer. That's a letdown.
Okay, I won't come. I had a fuck it.
Why didn't you vote?
I had my fill.
Because I've never registered. Shocker.
You never registered in time. Okay. So if you did vote, if you could vote, who would you vote for?
I just told you that, but I knew I'm fucking with.
I can't hear you very good. What was it?
I said I would have voted for
Romney. All right. Well, next time, register in time, man. Hey, you going to come over?
Yeah.
All right, dude. Come on through. We're hanging out here. Thanks for taking the call. What's that?
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if I should come because you guys are going to be mad because I didn't even vote.
No. Come on through, dude. Other people didn't vote. I didn't vote.
You didn't vote?
Come on through, Ziggs. Thanks for the call, buddy. Talk to you later. Another non-voter. It's cool.
We're checking out here.
You have a right not to vote. If anyone has a phone number, let me welcome Matt to the groom. Thank you, Matt. Sorry I was missed you. We had a call going. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Awesome, man. Awesome. Welcome. Grab a drink if you'd like. We're hanging out here. We're talking about our votes. If you're in the chat, we're in hour two of the show. We're in hour two. This is our second hour of coverage. We're coloring the states by color right here. It looks like Obama. Let's check in with the results. Let's see. Wisconsin, 53% for Romney. He's got quite a lead. Denver County, Colorado is going for Obama. Next county is, we're still covering Denver.
I want to see Florida. I haven't seen that in a while.
That's Colorado. Colorado, another big state. Looks like it's going Obama. We got 53% for Obama in one of the counties.
How'd your Cali do? How's California?
Cali's still up in the air. They're still voting.
Still up in the air?
Yeah. But it's going Obama. It's going to go Obama.
It's all going Obama, the way it looks like.
Okay, so
Colorado. Electoral map is actually showing that
Romney's winning on electoral. A lot of the southern states and like the Midwest states are already Romney. So Obama's going to win the more close states. He's looking good in Florida, looking good in Ohio. So the total electoral right now is 158-147.
I think it's amazing to see a Democratic win, or Democrat, I'm sorry, win in Florida. Majority is Republican.
For sure. He won Florida last time, too.
That's what I'm saying.
So he's got the
Hispaniola vote.
He's got poll. He's got the minority.
We realized that that's why there was a two-hour wait where I was to vote.
Because
I was surrounded by a lot of Hispanic. and you know, Haitian demographic. So it was just kind of one of those things. Like,
totally.
Hey, dude. But it was nice to see all those people out there. They were interviewing people, and she was like,
yeah.
The guy that she interviewed was just like, you know, are you mad that you had to wait this long? He's like, yeah, absolutely. It's like,
totally.
It's frustrating. It sucks, especially for the little kids and stuff. But
So let's check in real quick. We got a couple new people rotating to the panel. In case you guys didn't see their faces before, Adolfo right here on my left, Patrick Gaffney, welcome to the show. The microphone's right in front of you. Make sure you speak loud and proud to the front.
Mike's here, mic check.
What else? What else is going on? We're taking your questions. We have a new chatter in the room, Team Mahone. Everyone say hi to Team Mahone. 1, 2, 3, hey. What's up? We got a question from Casey. She wants to know, how are the lines in Florida? Were they long? From what I've heard, they varied. Adolfo had a very long line.
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Patrick, what was your line like?
About approximately 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Went in straight out. In the vote. Darren?
I'd say about 30 minutes in and out.
30 minutes, not too that's bad. Not we stood out line for a little bit.
That's not
we, out. We got a little thing. You guys want to talk about lines? Did you have any lines in your vote? Did you have a line?
I said it was short. What?
Did you have to wait in line?
30 minutes.
No.
No? Okay, that's good. Mom, did you wait in line?
Does anybody mind if
no? No line in the back. Michael Fritchie wants us to try Matt again. I'll try Matt again. Let's get Maddie in there. Team Mahone, let's check in with you. What's your name? That's a cool screen name. You got any questions, let us know. We're talking all about the election, everything election, presidential. What are your predictions? Let us know. I'm going to try Matt again. So I don't remember what number she was. Okay, here we go. I'm going to call Matt, another local legend. Salma said she voted, in, I believe, in California. Salma. And she said no line for Salma. For that's good for you.
Awesome. Yeah, she that's awesome. For? It's who always good for? When you don't have a line.
Oh, shit.
All right, we're calling Matt. Let's try this one again.
Fritchie's persistent, man.
Fritchie wants Matt.
He is around me?
If I know his dad right, he won't.
Your call has been forwarded.
Damn it, Matt. Let us down again.
He must know your number.
Yeah, he must have me blocked. Or he's like, Inglewood, what the fuck?
<I'm doing good>.
Yeah.
I got a number.
All right, we got another number. What's up?
777-2060-239.
Let's go taxi time.
239-777. What was it?
777-2060. Just call and be like, hey, I want to know who you voted for.
And who are we calling?
Mr. Shane Cunningham.
Shane Cunningham.
Hey, Tom Cruise.
Depending on your answer, I will order the taxi from you.
Got a celebrity coming in on the line here.
Tom Cruise.
That would be a good test. That would be a good test. Seriously.
They would just be like, taking my time. Never gonna wait too long to live.
That's all. Smoking a cigar earlier. That shit smells way better than cigarettes.
Yeah. There's a little. Watch out for that pouch.
Is that a?
Your call has been forwarded to an.
Didn't work. I'll try it again. I don't think it even got through.
Fucking.
Fritchie, give us more numbers.
Give us numbers, guys. Salma, if you have a number.
California number. Ready. Anybody.
Team Mahone, chat us up. Any questions, we're taking them.
Here we go. Here's a number.
I'm trying this last one you gave me.
All right.
Andrew?
Shane.
Hello.
Hi, is this Shane Cunningham?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Brooks Heatherly. Welcome to the Brooks Show.
Where'd you come from?
Hello.
Hello, we are on a live podcast. I'm here with your friend Patrick Gaffney.
And Adolfo.
What up, PG?
Yeah, PG's over here. Adolfo's over here. We're filming a live broadcast. We're asking people who they voted for. Who did you vote for today?
Alabama.
You voted for Alabama?
Alabama.
Who did you vote for? He voted for Al Gore.
Wrong century, buddy.
That sounds like a write-in candidate. What made you pick Gore? Was it his current TV platform?
No, we saw the Priuses.
The Priuses.
We like Priuses.
He likes Priuses. I can't blame you. They have great gas mileages, but don't you wish you had a real car?
Listen. We here down in South Florida voted for President Obama.
All right, you voted for Obama?
President Obama.
All right.
Even don't talk to me.
Good for you, man. Obama. What made you pick Obama?
Well, there's a few things.
He's got a whole posse.
President Obama is a good, decent man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a part of black people.
Yeah.
He's not Mitt Romney.
That's a good one.
He's not Mitt Romney. That's a good sell.
And he does not have 15 children.
That's true. How do you feel about multiple wives? Because I think it's a good idea.
Well, I feel like I don't like multiple wives, but I love multiple girlfriends.
Good point. Less official ties. Lose less on the divorce.
Yeah. Less paperwork.
All right, well, hey, thanks for taking our call, friend. Have a good night.
Thank you. You guys have a good night. Tell the head of Lee's I say hello and do a dance on the pool table for me.
All right.
Thanks, Shane.
Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her dance. All right. So we have another Obama. Another Obama in Florida. Let me remind everyone watching, we're in Florida. This is a battleground state. One of the most. We've got 27 electorals on the line. Very close. We have another number from Salma. Her friend Jessica lives in Arizona, which is actually another state up for grabs right now. So let's call her friend Jessica in Arizona.
Did you call Salma at all?
Marty's very interested in Salma.
I want to know who the hell this is. Call Salma, dude.
I also got Bradley Fisher's number from Fritchie. We're calling all the old peeps. We're getting everyone in Florida, guys. But this is Arizona.
Yes.
Hi, is this Jessica?
Hello.
Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the Brooks Show. I'm Brooks. How are you tonight? Hello? Don't hang up.
I knew it. Hang up.
She's like, what the fuck?
She's like, oh shit, it's the feds.
It's the fuzz. All right, let's call Bradley Fisher. I just tried Jessica. She hung up. She got scared. It's okay. I'm pretty creepy.
You say welcome to the Brooks Show. That's not a bad thing. It's like over the phone. It's like, I would be like, Did I win something?
I was about to give her $1 million. We have prizes from Helix Cigars.
Hello.
Hi, Bradley Fisher.
The fish. Well,
Bradley? Hello? Bradley?
Yeah.
Hey, Bradley, this is Brooks. Welcome to the Brooks Show.
Say something.
Who'd you vote for? All right, I think we're losing connection.
This is worse than a freaking journalist trying to get interviews.
It's because he lives out in the boonies. I could just yell at him. Okay, so Billy Ryman's in the chat. Welcome, Billy Ryman.
Oh, I was just gonna say.
Cool. And he says Billy Ryman says Pat looks like a pelican. I think that's a compliment.
Touche.
That was awesome.
Salma says, oh man, her friend didn't answer. Fritchie says, what a biatch.
Oh, yeah.
And Billy Ryman says, Patrick Gaffney looks like a pelican again.
It's like, we got the first one.
He's just making sure. He's being thorough.
Why are you pointing at the camera?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just point.
You, Billy. This is for you. So checking in, guys, we're on the Brooks Show. We're at 1 hour and 23 minutes in tonight's election night.
America! America!
We've got a lot of states that have decided already, but many to come. You know, California's just finished voting. They're still counting. I'm looking at Florida right now. 87% of the votes are in, and Obama's winning by 100,000 votes. Or actually, I'm sorry. 40,000 votes. Very close, but still a good chunk. He's got a 1% lead.
Right.
So yeah, 37,000 votes. Looking like Florida could go Obama. Very close. What do you guys think about Florida? Where do you think it's going to go?
Well, it's not looking too good for the Romney supporters, but we'll see what happens.
Still got some time.
We got about 13% going.
I think it's still going for Obama, man. I mean, if you look at it, you know what I'm saying. It's surprising.
No thanks to you.
Yeah.
Hey, we had a faulty voter.
Blame my subconscious. All
right. This guy bubbled in the wrong fucking elector, I guess. Jesus.
Those ballots are confusing.
When we look at this in the future, we're going to look back at this and laugh, all right? So it's just going to be one of those things.
They're going to be like, I can't believe we ever thought Romney would win. That's what you're going to be like. Anyway.
That sounds like a Democratic comment right there.
It was. Democrats. Okay, so Florida is leaning Obama right now. I just saw that Colorado is also leaning Obama. We're still at 158 to 147 for Romney in electorals. Again, Fritchie's laughing it up. He's dying.
Feel you, buddy.
We got a lot of fans out there. We got Fritchie, Billy Ryman, Salma. Who else? Team Mahone. Team Mahone, check in. Who is that? What's your name? Where do you live? Everyone else taking drink breaks.
Daddy? What does he do?
Billy Ryman says Obama sucks big donkey dicks. I disagree.
I disagree, but you have a right.
You have a right to that opinion. Matt, do you want to talk about who you voted for? You want to jump in? Or just say?
Obama.
Voted for Obama. We have another Obama vote
comes
over
to
here.
My face.
And I know you went to the church to vote. Did you have to wait in line? What was that like?
Okay.
Stop.
Cool. Good for you. Yeah, it depends on when you go. I know there was like a line in the morning.
Don't
and then
kill me with that.
We went at like 10 and it was kind of crowded.
But they said that the one at Golden Gate, the one I went to, they said that it was like that all week. It was 2.5 hour wait for me.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Mm.
I know.
Damn, this shit's smoking me out.
I was like, oh, sorry.
It's like getting hazy in here. Yeah. It's like a hazy smoke room.
We just enveloped into
like mad reporters.
We invested into a makeshift fog machine.
Yeah.
To make it look a little bit more nice.
It's
you know?
Cheaper than a fog machine, just burning a Billy cigarette
Joel
off.
Style, you know?
Yeah. Totally. Let's check in with the vote. Senate, we have a lot of new. 51 needed for control. It looks like it's 42 to 45 Democrats, excuse me, two independents. Senate, a lot of Senate seats are up for grabs. Control could go.
How come Ohio is so
Here's my question. Here's my question, though.
Go.
Because obviously Obama's in the lead right now, but do you feel like a Romney rally is in place, setting in place?
Like he could swing back, like
exactly.
He has a last minute pull.
That's
I mean,
what I call
he doesn't
a
have a lot
rally.
Of time. He doesn't have a lot of time unless he somehow wins. One of the western states, I mean, Cali, Oregon, Washington, those are all pretty clutch Democrat spots.
Oh, they're tough.
His only chance would be, you know, if we just haven't seen those votes yet. Like if there's a bunch of counties not in, you know, coming in Ohio.
Western states are tough nut to crack unless you're a squirrel, and I think Romney is feeling squirrely tonight.
I like where your head's at. How do you feel? Do you think there's a chance he could swing back?
Like I said, I made up the word Romney rally.
Romney rally. All right.
So everybody can say, yeah, Romney
All right. This is a good time. We actually went to the polls today. We did a little stand up. I was talking to some people that are voting. We're going to show a quick video.
Okay.
We're going to show you guys some people that were voting at our precinct. We're in precinct 144, so let's go ahead and check that out. This is raw footage. I didn't even have time to edit it because I'm lazy.
There's a dial here, too.
Check, check. Yes, we're here in the party. Woo!
Hey, guys. Brooks Heatherly reporting.
Got more Eagle Palooza tickets coming up with him. Also, DJ's
good. You can see them in the background? Okay.
Hello, America. Brooks Heatherly reporting for The Brooks Show. I'm here at Precinct 144 in Naples, Florida. Florida, of course, is a battleground state, and these people are diehard voters. Been waiting in line all day back here right behind me, even in the rain. Rain or shine, these people are going to vote. Let's go see what they want to talk about.
Do a shot with this sign.
Yeah. Here at Precinct 144 in Naples, Florida, we're in a battleground state. We're going to start talking to some voters if they want to say hi.
Let's go. Hey guys, how's it going?
voted for. We're here with the news, internet news station.
Internet news station.
You want to say a word? You want to talk about what you voted for, man?
Sure do.
All right. Well, who'd you vote for today? Who'd you vote for today?
Romney.
Romney?
Romney. Yeah.
How did you find the voting process? Was it hard to figure out?
It was very easy.
Easy?
Yeah. You're getting wet.
I'm getting a little wet. Thanks for the umbrella. We're sharing an umbrella today.
Okay.
What's your name, ma'am?
Arlene.
Welcome to the Brooks Show.
You too.
You voted for Romney. What was the strongest factor in your decision?
I think we could do better this time.
You think we can do better? You're ready for change?
Oh, yes.
Voting for change. Thank you very much. Yes. You have a great day.
Thank you. You're getting wet.
Sorry.
Here you go.
Hi, how are you doing, sir?
Yes.
Welcome to the Brooks Show. Who did you vote for today?
Romney.
Romney?
Yes.
Was it an easy decision?
No. Very, very, very easy.
Very easy? What was your number one factor in who you voted for?
Number one factor?
What made you
economy.
Vote for? Economy.
Economy? Mm-hmm.
You ready for change?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Real change.
Real change. We can believe it. Mm-hmm. Hello, sir.
What are you waiting for?
We're filming for an internet news station off of the Huffington Post. I'm a host of the Brooks Show. We're just asking people what they want to vote about.
Okay. Who did he vote for?
We'll get out of your way. We're not trying to break any rules. 100 foot from the door. Got it. We'll wait over here. Thank you. Good luck with your vote, guys. Well, we could easily. Okay, that was our first round of exit polls. We're at precinct 144. It was actually raining during that section, so you might have seen us a little wet. I was in the umbrella. And as we all know, rain can affect the polls. Some people don't like to vote in the rain. A lot of old people in Florida, that could be a factor.
They get mad.
Let's talk about other factors for this election. Mainly, Hurricane Sandy just happened a week ago. A lot of people saying that's going to affect the polls.
Absolutely.
How do you guys feel about that? Do you think that's going to have an impact? I know it mainly hit New Jersey and New York. So New York has already gone Obama, but New Jersey has gone Romney. Do you think that's a factor in the storm? Let's start with one of you guys here.
Absolutely
the new guys.
Not. I don't think so.
You don't think it's going to mess us up?
I think it just delayed everybody's actual vote that they were going to do anyways.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This was something that, like, why would a hurricane like that actually change your mind about who you're going to vote for president?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's just
sure.
Like one of those things. Like, it's a terrible thing that happened. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We pray for all you guys out there. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That.
It's a terrible thing, and you guys should donate. Check out the charity.
Absolutely.
Search Sandy online. Donate to the cause. I know a lot of people lost their homes. Horrible message or a horrible disaster. But I think to specify, I know a lot of people, I might not change people's minds, although a lot of people are talking about how Obama collaborated with Governor Christie in the relief, and there was like a lot of talk about his crossing the party lines. Christie was a big anti-Obama guy before. So maybe not so much as
swaying voters,
but let's talk about maybe possible people that just don't vote. You know, maybe like
right.
the storm doesn't allow you to vote, or you're too busy to vote because you're building your house. Patrick, weigh in on that. How do you feel the storm's going to affect it?
Well, personally, I think that Jersey people live there. I think that they are thinking about voting around this standing storm just because of the fact it's fresh
makes
in their
sense.
Minds.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And I honestly think there could have been done a little bit more. Maybe if Obama wasn't all wrapped up in the elections, he might have helped a little bit more than he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a sister in Upper East Manhattan who lives there,
mm-hmm.
been through shit. Luckily for her, she's fortunate to fly to Hawaii for a week and say, I'm not dealing with it. But like I said,
not everybody can do that.
I feel like Republican That's Party true. Would have came through for our people a little bit harder on that one, on especially since
yeah.
considering the East Upper East Coast what like that,
do.
A lot of people live there.
Sure.
So.
Sure. So.
Got bugs.
Yeah, the storm. It affects people's
Just
lives, but you're saying the voting stay the same. Maybe even Obama lost a few votes because he didn't react fast enough, or.
Well,
or whatnot.
I think it was downplayed. The storm was downplayed. People
here, so, I mean, we'll
overlooked it as not being as severe as it really was.
They're trying to focus.
They underestimated it.
And I
sure.
feel like the you know the elections had
like
a part to do with that, meaning the guy in office was too focused on one thing rather than
we were just kind of shooting shit.
Just saying. Little hiccup on his part, I think, before the election.
I got that. I get you.
Go for it. It's a hiccup.
And that was...
It might swing a few voters the other way, but it's not going to make a huge difference.
It's not as drastic as like a Katrina hurricane that's like like changing the world almost.
And you have to think about this. Barack Obama is still acting active president, so he has to act up on on the relief and everything.
He's got duties. He's got a day job. He can't just like focus on the campaign.
He can't slack off on the campaign, especially when something like this happens. You don't just freaking, you know.
For sure. For sure. And I'll get to Darren's response to Sandy's effects after some comments. Real quick, Salmo wants Brooks. Is what Billy Ryman says. I could see it happening. I don't know. Michael Fritchie says he thinks that chick from the video was a gilf. Billy Ryman says a milf.
Absolutely.
Michael Fritchie says I came to that consensus myself.
What do you thought on that? What
do you think that lady was a gilf from the video, guys?
Seriously, she is a recent gilf. I think within the last couple of years.
Borderline milf gilf.
But I call her a panther.
Jaguar.
Shawty.
Jaguar.
Shawty was
jaguar.
She's up above 50. Who knows if she had a grandchildren or not, but there was definitely one in the foreseeable future because she probably got knocked up around 19.
She was old enough.
Judging by the overall deterioration of her.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I wish I could get this in-depth of analysis about the election.
We're trying, man, but that was a really good question.
I know. Well, put a good pair of legs on the election, and then you might get more.
Tell Obama to get a nice pair of tits. Yeah. Maybe we can focus on him
more.
He's
got my vote.
So, Fritchie wants to know what you're drinking, Adolfo.
It's Ciroc and cranberry juice.
Classy.
Diet cranberry.
Classy.
You stay classy, San Diego.
I'm sure that makes your vagina real wet. Darren, let's talk about your thoughts on Sandy. How's that going to affect the presidential voting process?
Well, I mean, he didn't really do much about it, did he? And everybody complained about Bush, with Katrina and all that. But then see what he does about Sandy, which wasn't even close to as big as Katrina. And
are you what? Well, it wasn't as
affected more people, size.
I'm sorry, I was just gonna say, like, you know, you see the pictures and everything coming back and all the images and stuff like that. They're as bad as they were.
Exactly. I'm saying, everybody complained about Bush. I know I'm going back, and everybody, all these Democrats don't like going back. And
so we went to, why don't we talk about Bush on 9/11, man? It's just like, geez, I think the kid was reading a book and then he got told that, and then he went back to read a book. Why are we talking about Bush?
He's not going to freak out all the kids and all that. I mean,
I wouldn't say anything.
What's like
kids.
20 minutes going to mean, like, when already two towers collapse? I mean, there's not much.
Anyways,
really,
we're getting off subject here. The question was
yeah, don't get at me with that. You prick.
Let him go on with the Sandy Storm. Let's go.
Flag, I get out what I want.
Sandy. So basically, he didn't do shit about it. He was too busy in his.
He let the American.
You feel he didn't react enough? Okay. It's possibly hindering his.
And Benghazi, don't
his
make me get with Benghazi.
Okay, we've weighed in on Sandy. Let's take a few questions from the chat. Fritchie wants to know what the special is at the Tiki on Monday.
Same as always.
Damn it, Fritchie.
$2 margaritas.
That's more of a text question, but whatever. It's the Brooks Show, and I love you. Billy Ryman says he wants to know who's down in the PBRs.
Tell nobody.
Nobody here.
Marty was here.
Grand
Torino,
but he checked out early. We lost Marty and both Dillingers.
That's
in a quick sweep. Patrick and Adolfo have taken their places.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it though, because we're the party people. We're the ones here for the long run.
Yeah, I'm here for the talk, man. I'm here for the conversation. I've never done one of these.
The show is sponsored by Wintergreen Pouches. Please, Grizzly.
I feel you.
Fritchie's laughing his ass off.
I know. I feel him on that one, though.
Let's check in with the polls. We got a link sent in from Carly. I'll check that out in a moment. Let's see what's going on over here. Virginia is looking like 51% Romney.
God's country.
Nice. Nice.
Looks like this guy's going county by county in Virginia.
That's crazy.
I feel like a lot more states are filled in since we've been talking, so it's looking the results are coming. I see more red states. It looks like Colorado might be red. I definitely know north of it. I'm sorry, that's probably Miami. Miami's red. Miami.
Colorado.
Sorry.
Did you say Miami?
Wyoming.
Right?
Wyoming and Miami.
You went from Miami to Wyoming.
I'm all over the place.
No,
I don't know why.
Miami state. To Wyoming. Folks.
Forgive me. okay.
Miami,
Wyoming and Utah are both going Romney. No surprise that Utah is Romney since that's Mormon country.
I hear Utah's very
beautiful.
I'm
going to color those in.
Utah's very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Mountains, desert, great landscape. Great landscape. I'm going to color in some more states. Remember, we're following along on the Brooks Show map. Colored in crayon because I can. What else is going on?
Crayola.
Crayola. What other states have we got here? Nothing else is new. We got a lot of New England stuff.
Read the post. Read the new post.
Oh, Marty's beard for president. Marty for president. Marty. We got 2 votes for Marty Walsh. He's left the show, but he has his presence will never leave us. I'm gonna go ahead and color in New York as Obama.
That's looking blue. You might as well go red on North Carolina. Might as well. I mean, it's just
like, why you come with that accent?
That sounds right. That sounds right.
My name's Mike.
That sounds right.
North Carolina.
70,000 point lead. That's pretty solid. We're still at the same electorals, 158 to 147. We're waiting out, man. Florida's still got to count them out. I know the polls are closed. Everything's close, man. I hope it's not another 2001 where we're waiting a week.
3 days.
Jeez.
Didn't that shit get delayed too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because of us, wasn't it?
That was Florida, man. That
was Florida that fucked it up that day.
God's country.
Yep. Oh God, that was funny. Heaven's
yeah,
waiting room.
It's more like God's
Heaven's waiting room.
Heaven's it's purgatory.
Ohio's up for grabs. I think Tennessee's red. I'm just looking at this bottom clock on or this bottom calendar.
You're like literally like
hey, when there's no cops watching this, right?
No.
Just make it sure.
No, dude, this is my fucking show. Do what you want. Just smoke saying. What you want. We'll go back to the video, too.
Who else we got online? Who else we got online?
We got Fritchie. We got Ryman. Lots of people logging in. Who else is chatting at us up?
Salma.
Salma,
what are your thoughts? Come on, say something.
Salma, give us some love. What are your thoughts about Sandy's effects? And do you have a prediction? I didn't get everyone's predictions out there. Salma's in California.
What part?
She's north of LA. She's in Lancaster.
Hey, that's south of LA. Lancaster, I live in Lancaster. Or not live in Lancaster, my family lives in Lancaster.
Okay. It's north of LA, but...
Are you sure?
Positive.
Lancaster? Are you sure?
Yep.
Can you bring up a map?
Yep.
How did I go north of LA and I felt like I was driving south? God, that's LA for you. All right,
so... while we have a minute, let's go back to the videos. Let's take a check at our Obama will win Florida is Casey's prediction. Casey Bush stepping up. It's looking pretty Obama.
Casey, you're probably right. Casey, what the shit?
Obama's also up. Let's note,
Casey,
let's note, guys.
I don't want to see it happen,
everybody's entitled to
it's inevitable.
A couple other swing states. Obama's up big in Iowa. And Obama, I just saw Obama was up in Colorado.
Salma, I swear to God, I thought Lancaster was south of LA. I kid you not. My family lives there. I have family that lives there. I'm sorry.
Pennsylvania is declared for Obama. Big lead, 400,000 vote lead. So while we have a minute, let's take a look at some more exit poll footage from Florida's precinct 144.
Yep.
Okay. All right, we're back at the Shepherd of Glades Church in Naples, Florida, voting district. Our precinct 144. We're in a battleground stake, folks. We gotta get the information, see what the people are voting for. Here we go. We're walking up. These people are voting at a church. Keeping it. We're in God's country. We're in God's country out here. Not a line like earlier when we voted earlier.
We gotta stay out on the.
We have to stay in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Let's just get facing him. Here comes the guy. So let's try to get him. So we're out here in God's country. We're
gonna
voting.
Do our exit poll.
We're going to do our exit poll. We're going to see who the people are voting for. Here comes a man. Excuse me, sir. You want to talk about your vote today? We're on the news.
Sure, why not?
Excellent. Welcome. Come on to our show. Yeah, no problem. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
I'm Brooks.
Hi, Brooks. Ray. How
Ray,
are you?
Nice to meet you. Welcome to the Brooks Show. We're just asking people as they come out, who'd you vote for today?
I voted for Mitt Romney.
Okay.
And Mitt Romney. That's who I voted for.
Excellent decision. What was the main factor in your decision?
The economy and the president's lack of response regarding Benghazi.
So you're ready for a change?
Ready for a change. We need it.
Okay.
I really do.
Good for you. Thanks for talking to us.
And a great 144, or They're excellent.
The
staff.
You love the district?
Yeah.
Easy great. Vote?
Easy. Well, they're well managed. They did
great.
Good. Okay.
Good to hear. Have a great
God
day. Thank you.
Guys.
God bless.
Goodbye.
All right, that was Ray talking about his vote for Mitt Romney. Let's see who else walks out for us today. We're hanging outside the church. We're here in God's country, Naples, Florida. I'm at the Shepherds of the Glades Church here in beautiful Naples, Florida. It was just raining a moment ago. Hopefully that does not affect our polls, though less people tend to vote in the rain, and there are a lot of old people out here who don't like to get wet. Fortunately, it stopped raining. It only lasts a little bit. Oh, we got another voter pulling up. People are parking all over the place. It's busy. Seen a lot of scuttlebutt around here over the last day or two. A lot of Obama signs. Or actually, sorry, a lot of Romney signs. I haven't seen any Obama signs. Every yard seems to have a Romney sign, though. Very exciting. Should I get them before or after?
Before.
Let's get someone before they vote. So we're going to walk up. I just saw someone drive up. So let's just get a little closer. Just wait for them to come out.
This is a given.
Okay, we're reporting at Shepherd's Glades precinct, voting precinct 144. People are showing up in droves. Excuse me, ma'am, would you like to talk to the news today? Talk about who you're voting for? Who are you voting for?
Mormon.
The Mormon?
Woman.
A woman?
Yeah, woman.
Okay. You're voting for Romney?
Yeah.
You're voting for Romney?
Yes.
What makes you vote for Romney?
Why?
Why?
But that's my decision.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, vote for Romney. Good luck.
Yeah, I vote already on 27.
You already voted?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Only one thing, the reason I come back, because they tell me I have to let them know my address is changed to send me my card vote. But
so
they
you got
to
fix your paperwork.
Yeah, that's what I come
okay.
here.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank
congratulations
you.
Congratulations on voting.
Thank you.
So, we have another Romney voter. So far, that's two for Romney. That one was unexpected, I'll have to say. You'd think Obama would at least keep, at least get the black votes. Not in Florida. Not in this district. We're in a strong Republican area today, reporting in Naples, Florida. Talk about who you're voting for? Okay, you have fun. Good luck with your vote. Not everyone wants to talk, and that's okay. We're just here. We're trying to get a feel for how things are going down in Florida. We're in lovely Naples, Florida. We got a lady walking up. She looks like she's out of here. She doesn't want to talk. Get a little closer. I see that pollster guy. This lady's on the phone over here. Can you punch in on the lady on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Punch in on, get shots of the inside there too if you get anything. I don't know how the zoom far the zoom is. We're here at Hanson Hall in Naples, Florida, voting precinct 144.
That Home Depot guy was looking at us. The guy was wearing like the Home Depot apron.
Yeah. That's the guy who said something, yeah. Right? Who are you voting for today? Welcome to precinct 44. How's everybody doing? Oh, you're getting ready to vote. Who are you guys
yes.
voting for?
I'm voting for Obama.
Obama. All right, one for Obama. How about you, young man?
No vote.
You're not voting?
I'm rocking the vote.
You're the first the Obama vote. We've talked to here.
Yeah, you're the first Obama.
I'm sure this is a very weak
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do I get a special prize for that?
You do. You get a special spot on the Brooks Show tonight. There you go. and a lovely sticker to take home.
Thank you so much.
Get this
much.
Kid to vote for Obama, too.
I will.
Have fun, guys. I'm like, it's funny because I say have fun and enjoy your vote, like, but it's really like a professional thing, but I like to just wish
have
them
fun.
Luck.
Have fun.
You know, like, it's like you're going to a party or something, like, have fun. Have a fun vote.
Marry
some
Lou.
People.
Of our fine teachers of Collier County.
Collier County.
Voting for Obama.
I like the car scene. Let's get this girl in scrubs. She looks hot. It's here. Everyone's showing up to vote today. We're in good spirits here in Naples, Florida. I have a feeling this district is at least going for Romney. That's my prediction so far. We have, how many Romneys do we have? Two? Three?
Four.
We have four Romneys so far and one Obama. So Obama's still got a little love. Hey-o! Hey-o! Marty couldn't turn around. Let's talk to him. Excuse me, guys. Do you want to talk about who you voted for today?
I didn't vote yet.
Oh, you getting ready to vote?
I'm gonna get some beer. Then.
You want to vote with some beers? Does that help you clear your mind?
Yeah.
Is it stressful voting?
Absolutely.
Who are you voting for today?
Ronnie Flies.
Obama, actually. Obama.
He's voting for Obama. Sir, have you voted yet today? You look fit on your bike, by the way.
I rode in the rain, changing progress.
It's been raining all day. Does the rain affect your vote?
Didn't miss it. I stood in an hour and a half line in the rain just to vote for Mitt Romney.
Wow, another Mitt Romney. That's two more Romneys on the belt. You guys are... What's up?
It's recording, but it's not showing anything.
All right, we're back, guys. Thanks for checking out our video. As you see, looks like it was pretty much Romney in this area. Precinct 144 going strong Romney. We did have a few Obama votes in there. You saw a couple in the car. Miss Costello, she's actually a teacher. It makes sense for her to vote for Obama. Another Obama. We actually have a couple more Obamas. We're going to finish up that video segment a little bit later. We have a couple more things to show you. Let me check in with the chat while we're here. Salma and Billy Ryman are like hitting it off in the chat room.
I think they like it.
They're like getting down. Get a room. Oh, you have a room. You have my chat room. Anyway, so let's just see what they're saying. Billy says, "Sexy Salma, you sexy ass bitch."
I know you're good at them.
Salma says, "You haven't visited your family in way too long,
she's
Adolfo."
That
was because you got the directions wrong. He cleared that up while we were gone.
Looked it up on
just a little confused with north and south. He's kind of a girl when it comes to directions.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Ask you a question. Salma, I do want to ask you a question. I want to see if you know any of my family in Lancaster, because I know my family lives in Lancaster.
Why are you
last name
like
is Briseño.
Because
I was born in L.A. Don't worry. She knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The last name is
Briseño.
Where are you from?
Briseño. Salma, do you know Briseño? Let's finish up the chat and we'll get back to the panel. You guys haven't visited your family. Salma wants me to try calling Kathy, remember? My friend from Long Beach. Okay, I got that. We're going to call Kathy. Anyone else have phone numbers? Hit us up.
Welcome back, Thunder.
Fritchie said, "Ha, scuttlebutt," because I said that in the video. Bahaha woman. These are video comments. Thanks, Billy Ryman. Anytime, baby. Salma and Billy are like hitting it off. I feel like Billy's like half torqued. Bax Thunder says, "I missed it before. I just joined in." Bax Thunder, what's up?
Welcome, buddy.
We all were talking about votes earlier. Who did you vote for, Bax Thunder? And let's do a real quick recap. Just one word. Who'd you vote for? I got Obama.
Obama.
Romney. But you guys didn't even vote.
I voted Obama and then I voted Romney.
That's true. That's true.
That don't count.
It's emotional support.
So really, it's 3-1.
I just want to say something to Salma. I just figured that ass. That's all.
He wanted
He read your comment, so Salma doesn't know Briseño. Sorry. And Bax Thunder says, "Don't call Kathy." I don't know how you know Kathy. I guess you know Salma. I don't know. Bax Thunder, who'd you vote for? You got good questions. I love your style. Anybody else out there? Fritchie, Ryman, check in. We're back with the panel. We got a new member. Let's get a big introduction for my man Devin on my left hand side. How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Excellent. Welcome to the Brooks Show.
Future of Obama's healthcare.
Let me ask you.
See?
Look at this.
Obamacare.
That's why he wants Obama right there. That's why he wants Obama, because he's hurt and he gets drunk and he fucks up his hand. Madonna has joined the conversation. She says,
Madonna.
"Hi, I just joined in," and she voted for Obama. Thanks, baby. I'm doing my O face. You know what I'm talking about.
I was there.
Bax Thunder voted for Roseanne. Voted for Roseanne.
No way.
I can't believe all these Roseanne voters.
Roseanne
dude.
Barr. Oh my God.
Dude, seriously.
It is true.
Damn, the whole U.S.
The only reason I would vote
Max
for Roseanne.
Thunder, respect.
Respect. The only reason I would vote for Roseanne is because of Dan. If you watch Roseanne, fucking Dan on there is the best. The dad.
John Goodman.
Yeah, John Goodman. Yeah. He's the fucking
bomb. This guy's
mom.
Unbelievable.
He's hilarious. Great actor.
He is awesome.
Just for her, worked with Dan, I would fucking vote for her.
Why do you think they roasted Roseanne and not him?
Hey. Yeah.
Think about it.
Dude, why do you think he has a career and Roseanne is like fucking running for bullshit president? Anyway, Mondana says hi. What's up? Backsunder says, what vagin are you looking at that are that big? WTF.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Hey,
can you explain what vagin is?
I think he's talking about vagina.
No, he didn't put the A in though, man.
Yeah.
What's a vagin?
Vagine. It's a vagine.
Oh, what vagina?
Sorry, mom. Backstander, my mom's in here. You guys don't know Kathy, LOL. Salma, I'm going to call Kathy. You said don't call Kathy? That was Backstander. I'm going to call this bitch. All right, anybody else have a phone number? Hey, put it up. Weddings, we're calling people and asking who they voted for. Let me get motherfucking Kathy. No, we want to call Kathy because she's a hottie with a body, and she's in California.
Too hot for Scotty.
Does he know?
Ew.
Okay, here we go.
Whoops.
Here we go. It's ringing. Calling Kathy.
Hey, Angela. Can you get the AC? Alright, I'll get it.
No, I'll get it. Just go in front of the camera. It doesn't matter.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kathy?
Yes.
Hi, Kathy. This is Brooks. Welcome to the Brooks Show. You're on a live podcast.
Hey-o.
Oh, my God. Who's this?
This is Brooks Heatherly. We hung out a couple weeks ago. I'm Salma's friend.
May we ask you a couple questions?
Oh, hi.
Hey, how's it going? Did you vote today?
I did.
Who did you vote for?
Do I have to answer that?
Kinda. You're on a live podcast.
Okay. I voted for Obama.
Nice. That's awesome. One love. Besides being a woman and for freedom of choice, why did you vote for Obama?
Well, I just agree on his views, like on his social views, and I think he's very charismatic, and I am not Republican at all, like, that's just why.
Who's hotter? Right, who's sexier, Obama or Romney?
Obama.
Oh!
Okay.
Osama?
Okay, thanks for talking to us, Kathy. You have a great night.
Thank you. Bye.
I hope
bye.
You can sleep at night.
Okay. All right, so we have another vote for Obama.
God,
it looks like...
The,
no, not at all. But hopefully someone out there in the viewer land. It's been a lot of Obama calls. If you guys have numbers, post them in the chat. Text me, whatever it takes. Hit me up. Let's check in with the crew. Billy Ryman says the Roseanne show was a classic. I'd vote for her too. Fritchie says, what's up, Mrs. H? Fritchie's saying hi to mom. Respect. He gets it. Fritchie gets it. He's a class act.
Should have been here.
So what else? Backsunder says, I know Kathy. She's always complaining about stuff. It's a horrible comment.
Fritchie, that was terrible. Fritchie, you are a naughty boy.
Fritchie's bad. Fritchie says, Rosie.
Yeah, you gotta read the top one.
Someone likes the black. She thinks Obama is hot because he's black. Oh, Salma's calling her out.
Nice.
Salma's calling her out. Someone nice. Likes.
I'll
someone
have to agree with that one.
Yeah.
I can tell in the tone of the voice.
What else we got here? Someone likes the black. Why don't you have a big board with the states turning red or blue? This is some Bush League stuff. Backstunder, first of all, you underestimated me.
He's smart.
Second of
like
all.
I don't like it.
Boo! I do have a board with colored states, you asshole. Who feels like a dick now? Oh, yeah, shit.
He just popped those you, words up and shit him out for breakfast.
You just made yourself look bad.
Don't pop in like that.
And yeah. You haven't been here for a while, Backstunder. But you know what? Let's give him some love. Thanks for coming in.
You know,
Backstunder, welcome back. Let me just go ahead and recap the states.
Keep the smart-ass comments up.
Yeah. I'm going to recap the states, and then we'll get back to the chat. Here we go. We got a lot of red in the South, guys. A lot of red in the South. Texas, a lot of delegates there, a lot of stuff. We got Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana. All the South is going Romney, all the way up to the North, all the way up to Canada. But of course, the Democrats are coming back. In the Northeast, we got Maine, we've got New York, Pennsylvania, a lot of delegates there. Michigan, also Illinois are two going for Obama. Currently, the tally is 169 for Romney, 157 Obama. Very close, but Romney's winning, possibly because most of his states are already clocked out. Anyways, let's go back to the wide shot. Everybody in shot. Let's get our beautiful panel back on the board. Hey, guys. Brooke Show has two American flags up. I love it. One is a cape for the brilliant Adolfo. Other is a background piece. We've got Darren texting. He's got a lot of people out in the field. He's taking numbers in.
I gotta get the people.
He's our numbers guy. He's checking in with pollsters across the country.
As we speak.
Devin's here right by my side. He's drinking a Yingling. We didn't have a chance to talk about Devin's voting experience, guys. Let's let Devin have the floor just for a moment. I know you are young. This is your first election you could vote at.
Wrong.
No.
I voted last year.
You voted last election. Wait, who'd you vote for?
Last year. What in the butt?
Voted last year for who?
McCain.
All right. McCain vote.
Well, it was a while ago.
So who did you vote for this time?
Hey, I did not vote. I had emotional support for Obama. I feel like my
your heart was with Obama.
Persuasion influenced others to vote.
Okay.
Therefore, I did not need to vote.
I understand that. I did the same.
That's what every Democrat will say.
Sounds like a goddamn Democrat answer. No. Seriously, if you don't mind, why didn't you get to vote?
I didn't make it down there.
Just tired or lazy or...
Lazy. We'll call it lazy. Broken finger, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Good story. If anyone else has their voting stories and you haven't told us, I know I talked to Billy and Fritchie. Backstunder, who did you vote for? What state are you in? Give us the deets. We got some more chats up here on the room. Let me go ahead and check in with our group. Let's see here. Backstunder says, why don't you have a big board? I showed you the board. Salma says, I'm going jogging, but I'll watch you on my phone. I'll reply via text. She's going to go jogging tonight. Right in the middle of election.
Can we drink to Salma?
Salma, keep that ass tight, girl. Keep that ass tight. What else? Billy Ryman says, you suck back thunder. It's a little rude, but I tend to agree. Backstunder says all the racist states are red. You're back on my good side. I get it. I get what you're saying here. I get where you're going.
He says
interesting places are blue. Flyover states are red. Looks like. Fritchie says give a shout out to Madison. She's sitting right next to me and listening.
Madison!
What's up, girl? How you doing? Where you been?
Madison!
Let me ask you this, Madison. This is directly to you. You're on the Brooke Show. Who did you vote for?
And what are you wearing?
And you like Fritchie's beard. Next comment. Backstucks from Fritchie. Now, guys, don't turn on Backstunder, okay? He's an old fan. He's a good friend, and we play. We play around. He calls me out. I call him out. We're like good old boys, you know?
Where's Backstunder from?
Backstunder, I think, is from California. He's been on a couple of our shows before.
Backstunder, where are you from?
But you tell me, Backstunder, where are you from? Who'd you vote for? Give us your voting story. Everybody else has chimed in. What the fuck? What the fuck? Okay, and then next, Billy Ryman says, that's cute, Fritch. Love is a beautiful thing. Billy Ryman, I didn't know you had the soft side.
I was just going to say, that was the sweetest thing I've ever heard Billy Ryman say.
Seriously, it was almost genuine. Okay, Backstunder says he told us he voted for Roseanne. I actually forgot about that. He did tell us that.
Yeah, he did.
Sorry, Backstunder. I'm way too deep in this coverage.
I'm so pissed off right now.
Yeah, I'm so fried. We're 2 hours in. Backstunder's in Florida. Guys, Backstunder's in Florida. And they voted for Reza. All right, we're getting a call. Hold on. Brooke Show hotline. Hi, welcome to the Brooke Show.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, who is this?
This is JoJo. You just call me?
JoJo. Hey, who'd you vote for?
I I voted for Obama. Oh!
We got another Obama, guys.
I am so sorry.
That's American.
I'm so sorry. I will send you a box of chocolates.
God bless America. Oh, thanks for watching, guys. They're all watching, guys. Wave. Wave at JoJo. Hey. Thanks for watching. Thanks for calling in. Let me ask you this before you go. Real quick, guys. JoJo is going to tell us why she voted for Obama. JoJo, what made you vote for Obama?
I just feel like he's the better of them both. I like the fact where he is planning for the next 4 years, because we all know that as shitty as the economy is, we cannot fix it in 4 years. So he needs longer term to fix it, and then we can criticize the guy. Because when Romney, if he does win and he doesn't fix it in 4 years, he's going to be singing the same song, I need another 4 years, because this shit is too fucked up.
So basically, she doesn't know it.
Sing us a song, you're a piano man. I get it. She wants to give Obama more time, guys. She wants to give Obama more time.
2 years. If not impeachment, I'm all for it.
Respect that.
I love Spanish women.
That's awesome. She is Spanish. JoJo, thanks for calling us back. Have a good night.
Good night.
She's gone. All right. That was JoJo. She's in California. She's also, I believe, in Lancaster. That's another Obama vote. Seems like all these Obama votes are coming from California.
How clearly, you stand, Lancaster. Huh?
Where do I stand? Again,
hit you with some knowledge here. Okay?
Hit you
for
up with
some
knowledge.
Those out there who do not know who to vote for or did not
He's
vote,
wearing a blue polo.
Obama is way better than Romney. He's not the best choice. I wish there were more parties in America, but that's an abstract thing. I'm just going to say Obama. Let's get health care. Let's get women's rights. Let's let the gays get married. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of your stance on all those topics, they're wide, very legal. I want to legalize marijuana. Obama's going to do it. Romney is not.
Neither of them are.
Neither of them probably will.
Neither of them will.
But I feel like Romney is a puppet, and he's going to be controlled by big government, big spenders, big fucking money. A lot of money's been spent on this election.
Obama's kind of a celebrity, though.
Yeah.
I've already reacted on that gay marriage thing. Now, here's my take on it.
Okay. Adolfo's take on gay marriage. Go.
Okay. It's not that it's just like, I don't believe in it, because honestly, this day and age, with marriage itself in general, is more like a luxury to anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't feel like anybody right now. It's just like, it's one of those things. Like, people get married just because they feel like it. It's like, you know. It's a rare thing to actually find somebody that you really want to be married and spend the rest of your life.
Yeah, but it's like, I feel, you know, why can't gay people get married? You know,
no,
it's like,
I'm saying,
other
I'm
people
saying,
get married, like, it doesn't affect me. You know, I'm not going to, like, deny them that right, or deny them that that birth or marriage certificate or whatever.
All I got to say is, if you love somebody, you should have the right to marry them, regardless of what happens. That's your gamble you're going to take on your life. Go for it.
No, honestly, it's just like, to be honest with you, I just don't believe in gay marriage.
Do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah. Gay, straight, fuck it, do what you do.
If you want to get married to another dude, fine. If you want to get married to another girl, fine.
If you want to be a Mormon and have like six wives,
yeah, exactly.
That would be awesome.
That's like everybody's saying. That's versus fight. That's versus fight.
Look at this over here to the left.
But I'm freaking I'm Catholic, so I'm just like, you know.
I'm Christian, dude. I hear you on that, okay?
All right, we're getting into some deep shit.
Well, I'm just saying,
no, it's great. No, I love it. We can dive into issues. I love it. I love it. It is.
It sounds like, you know what, anybody who's against gay marriage sounds like it's already automatically like, oh, you're against gays. No, I'm not against gays.
It does sound like, I'll admit, it sounds like that to me.
It does.
Because I'm so like, I want everyone to get married. So like when I hear it, I'm like, I hear like racist kind
of
stuff.
And the sanctity of marriage. Day and age, and you're just
someone's
like everybody. There's more divorce rate than there is anywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's a rare thing to find somebody, your soulmate, that you really want to hang out with. So it's just like, ultimately, I'm just with not against gay marriage. It's just like, it's just like that is my personal.
We're talking
opinion.
Gay marriage, man. You have
but
a right.
It's like
we're talking
like,
about.
It's not that I'm against gays, though. It's not. It's
what
not.
Does everybody else think?
That's interesting. We do have some thoughts in the chat
my
room.
Best friend.
Let's check in. We got Mandana. Real quick. Wait, you're for legalization of pot? That's from Backstunder. Of course I am. Love it. Mandana says,
Backs,
I agree with her. She agrees with JoJo. She thinks... Hold on. Back up. Fritchie says, I'm such a good BF. his girlfriend Madison is voting for Obama in pajamas. And she loves his beard. Oh, that was in response to my question.
That was a response.
What else? Madonna agrees. Obama needs more time. Backstunder says, I'm for legalization too. And that's part of the reason he voted for Roseanne, because she's for legalization. Interesting. Legalization. A little detail I didn't know. Makes me like her.
I just don't want to.
A lot of chatter, guys. We're getting to it. We're getting to it. We love the questions and the comments. So here we go. Mondana says, yes, too much money on elections. Election finance reform is greatly needed. I agree. The super PACs have proved that it's just a huge, exorbitant amount of money. It's just like they're buying elections. That's how I feel Romney got his chance. Is if it was true old school election rules, it would be a more viable candidate. But now with Romney, you can just buy it.
You got money.
Everyone can spend as much as they want.
Yeah, overseas, Romney's buying it too. Obama's
yeah, totally. He has to. Everyone's spending every dime they got.
Obama spent more last time.
Yeah. They spent a lot of money, but
who
they spent.
Who is he getting his money from?
Sheldon Adelson.
Oh, celebrities.
Okay. Let's go back to the room.
Who's he getting his money from?
Shotgun.
The Muslims.
Okay, Billy Ryman. Billy Ryman raises a dare for PG. He dares you to shotgun a course.
I'll do it if we have one.
If we have one, shotgun something.
I'll shotgun a beer.
Get a beer. Shotgun a beer. Get me a beer. I want to sip on it. Let's see here.
Let's see. Hey, now we're getting interesting.
We're getting deep. We're shocking the beers. We're talking gay marriage. Carly St. James says, let the gays get married. Gay bridal registries alone will save our economy. That's true. Gay guys like to throw big weddings. We could all work. Yes. Adolfo's a bartender. He'll be like selling drinks at gay weddings.
From perspective like that, it's just like, okay.
It makes sense.
It's not all about making money. It's about, you know,
it's about three things. Cash, money,
to each his own, to
drugs,
each his own, so I'm not gonna try to
and
eat
sex.
On that. Absolutely. I'm not gonna hit.
Cream,
gonna throw
bro,
an opinion.
Cash rules everything around me.
Yeah.
Cream, get the money.
Totally. Back to Back's Thunder, Back's Thunder. A lot of chatter, guys. You guys are the best. Good room. Carly said, let the gays get married. Back's Thunder. Okay, I'll talk.
Like right
Darren's
here.
Talking. I'll talk.
I ain't talking.
Straight up, if you don't believe in gay marriage, you think that gay people are less human than you, messed up. Back's Thunder, throwing out accusations.
Is that Back's Thunder through
yep.
me?
That's Back's okay. Thunder. He's from Florida as well. Again? It says, straight up, if you don't believe in gay marriage, you think gay people are less human.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Okay, let's let Adolfo have a proper counter. Go ahead, sir.
His accusation against me.
Go ahead.
I said, I've actually had a best friend from middle school who turned out to be gay. I actually knew he was, but when he came out, it was just kind of one of those things like, yeah, I know. But it doesn't mean that I have to actually back up what everybody thinks. Like, oh, the gays are gay, so let them get married. It's like,
sure.
You know what? When I don't even believe in the sanctity of marriage myself right now with a man and a woman. So it's just like, you know what? Let the gays be gay. Absolutely. Whatever you do behind your own closed door, do it by yourself.
Let the boys be boys.
Hey, and girls be girls.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
As long as you're a cool person. And not trying to throw out insinuations like that at me. You know what I'm
it's
saying?
It's all right, man. I mean, don't
it's
take
okay,
it personal.
It's okay.
These chat rooms, these guys don't have faces.
It's
you're
okay.
the one on camera.
Okay.
And that's why I'm letting you have your full time to explain
I'm
yourself.
Sorry.
No,
me.
Don't be sorry. Continue.
Apologize.
I'm just
all
saying
joking,
on both sides. Back's
like
Thunder.
No.
Let me be fair. Let me talk and be fair. Back's Thunder is being aggressive, too. So I will say, let's keep it friendly. But, you know, say whatever you want. It's on the show. Continue.
Back Thunder, I really do apologize. I don't mean to get aggressive, actually, because it does not. There's no reason.
Back
to
Thunder,
be.
You can go fuck yourself.
There's really no reason to be.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like. It's
got
just
you.
Like, I'm offended that he is
got
actually
you.
It's saying that you know. I'm
all right. Next comment
okay,
says.
Okay, all joking aside, who wants me to shotgun this beer?
Go shotgun a beer, because Billy dared Patrick to. Darren's gonna do it. Go ahead.
You want to do one?
No, I mean you got in your hand ready to go.
You
can
get
go.
One.
Go. You just said you were going to go, and now I'm just waiting. All right, that's for America.
Oh, Doyle fucking rules.
Oh, Doyle rules.
Holy shit. Let's get him one.
All right, election night. That's election night, guys. Woo!
America!
Give it up for Darren.
America, I love you.
Shotgun a beer for America. Let's get back to the comments.
You don't see Democrats doing
that. Let's see here. There's a difference between gay marriage and Mormons getting married to multiple women. Good point. I think married to multiple women is definitely hotter.
I think it's crazy. I think it's kind of. I think it's downright crazy. You want to pay alimony for 10 different women?
Exactly.
You're crazy, bub.
It's nuts. That's exactly. Why you don't marry them. You just have girlfriends.
Yeah, that's why you sent it for a joke, anyways. But you know.
Totally. Backstunder rebuts. If you think gays don't get their same rights as you, then you're calling them lower class. It's exactly what you are against gays.
That's a good
gays.
Point. No, no, no.
No two ways
point.
About it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Very good. That's why.
Good counter. Solid counter.
Very good counter. Actually, you know what? I have nothing to rebuttal against except to saying that, you know what? That's why you believe in gay marriage and I don't. That's it.
We all have rights
that's
to believe.
We
that's
all
why
have
we're
our
in America.
And that's it. You know what? And I respect you for it. Honestly. I'm not trying to hate on you or anything.
Madonna says, sorry, I keep posting stuff. Don't be sorry. We love your posts. You guys are the best. Adolfo, we got it. You're a homophobe. Fritchie is joking around. He's trying to lighten the
is
mood.
That Fritchie?
I love it. Loosen it. Loosey goosey, baby. He also says legalize it. Respect. Darren, he also says, Darren, way to keep your seat. It looks like there's a little fight over the seat over there at the end. I don't know what goes on at the end of my panel, but I have my seat and it swirls. Next,
just a little nipple rub just does the trick.
Yeah, titty twister. I feel like gay marriage isn't much a social issue as an issue of economics. Gay marriage is about getting the tax laws and that come with the union of marriage. Madonna's getting real serious.
Well, let's
on
get
it.
With it. Adolfo's the only one against it. We all
for it.
Care
I
less.
Agree with it. If you love somebody, you have all the right in the world.
Billy says, nice shotgun, good form, Darren 2012. Billy is voting for Darren. He's going to be a write-in.
Bill, you're the man.
If you guys
man.
Are interested, it's Darren Heatherly. That's Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, Heather, L-Y. Because
everybody gets your ranks, because it's a mess.
Somebody get this guy another beer.
Seriously, I need a beer. He needs a beer.
Because it's a mess.
I'm out of water. When you get a marriage certificate, you get rights in terms of taxes and cause of death insurance. Yes, Madonna's pointing out the benefits to marriage. You get a single household instead of filing taxes separately.
Yeah.
There's
money.
a lot of breaks. You can have
there.
Official children added. She's talking about the specifics.
The actual marriage.
She's doing her research. Thank you, Wikipedia.
All right. Well, now let's check in. I do have a beer. I do have a beer. I didn't even see it.
We have a beer. Everybody okay?
Beer time.
A bullet can hit this side.
Bless you.
40 cal.
It probably won't go through, but the pressure of
no,
it.
No. 40 cal. They tested it.
You actually almost have me there, Bob. It's like, I'm like, a bullet won't go through this.
You're trying to tell me if I shoot this with my gun.
So gays are missing out on those breaks. Yes, good point. Madonna. I think they deserve them too. Well, let's get to the board, guys. Let's check in with the states. We have a lot of new developments as far as polls. It looks like we have some new color ins. I've been coloring in while we talked. Arizona has gone Republican. Devin's talking straight over me. Utah has gone Republican. I'm going to go ahead and color in California as Democrat. 55 electoral votes alone in California.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
For Obama. We have another Democrat state up here. It looks like New Mexico. 5 votes for Obama.
Look how close Ohio is right now.
Ohio's
really wicked close. It's still undecided in Ohio 100%. And Florida.
What?
Ohio's
like
10, about a 40,000 vote difference in Ohio. Obama's up. He's got a 1% lead. It's very close. It's still very close in Ohio and Florida.
All right,
of course, the biggest ones we're watching for.
Can I chime in real quick?
Ohio,
go ahead.
Come on, why?
Aside all the BS.
Devin wants to chime in. Go ahead, sir.
Aside all the BS. Absolutely. In all reality, who is most likely going to win? Where is it really?
Obama.
I mean, is it really like,
I feel like
is there a question at this point, or is somebody really going to win, and we're just talking shit?
I feel like a lot of people are leaning Obama. He is the incumbent. That always brings a lot of clout. And then on top of that, he won big last time. He's got a lot of support. I know that the Republicans like to disagree. They've been rallying really hard the last week, the last few months. But I don't see the numbers coming in. Anyone else want to talk about their predictions? We were hitting them up earlier. I know that Darren probably has a counterpoint to that. What do you guys think?
What was that?
Who do you think's going to win for reals is what Devin.
At this point.
The question that Devin proposed.
Ohio's getting closer, and Florida's only getting closer, too. So I'm actually feeling pretty good. Ohio's supposed to be a landslide, which it was earlier. So it's anybody's game, Brooks. Back to you, PG.
Thanks. Patrick, hey, what's your opinion?
I'll go way in on this opinion. You know, I'm thinking it's not looking too good for Romney right now, to be honest with you, because we got Ohio and Florida and swing states, and I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, look at the U.S. vote altogether.
One or the other
goes. Actually, Romney's on the Romney
Obama's
rally.
Way. It's Obama's
Romney
way.
Romney rally.
But I will say, forgiving that Obama does win, he's getting impeached within 2 years. We're calling it right now.
For what
that's a bold
reason
statement.
Is he getting impeached for? That's a question.
Because he can't do shit. He can't do shit but travel the fucking world and tee off on golf balls during his fucking weekdays.
That's messed up, man. I thought you were gonna say like you fucked
yeah.
the secretary.
He takes
in
so many
office.
Fucking
like
vacations.
Had
he's the most casual president I've ever seen in office.
I thought it was a movie.
Good
so.
Weigh-ins for everyone.
Hey,
Devin.
He does it with style. He does it with style now, all right?
Devin,
this
you proposed the question.
Contest.
Who do you think's going
to
win? Guys, Devin's going to give his prediction.
State,
Devin's talking.
I guess style is being black. Is that what it is?
Okay, Devin's not going? Okay.
Wait, where are you going with
Let's
that
Let's check
bottle?
In with the chat.
Done.
We got Billy Ryman says Obama won. Fritchie says Obama won.
Yeah,
Billy Ryman says Obama just won, boys. Madonna says Obama wins. Obama wins Ohio. Darren's Backstunder says, I'm bored. I'm out. Darren 2016 for show. One love. Thanks, Backstunder. Sorry you're bored, but you're...
I'm sorry you suck.
Yeah. Sorry. Let's check in with the full electorals. Obama's got 256. Romney has 201. Let's remember that 270 is needed to win. So Obama is a mere 14 electorals away from a win.
Mike, call the crew. This one's over.
Darren's checking out. He's given up. Oregon has just gone for blue. Guys, we're getting very close.
Looks like we're re-naked, Mom.
We're getting very close over here in the election results. We're going to go ahead and stay right on top of it until the end. Right now, we're focusing up on the states. Nevada's still undecided. Colorado is still close. Nevada looks like it's going blue. It's not sure. Iowa... still close, too close to call. Polls to close. We still have polls open in a few states. It looks like probably Alaska and Hawaii.
That's why. Like, why do we have so many Obama wins?
But those are likely. Hawaii's likely to go Obama. Alaska for Romney. Projected. CNN is giving an official projection for Obama. If anyone else is watching other news channels, check in with the chat. We're not ignoring your questions. We're just all watching the screen. We're glued.
Suck if those guys
Billy Ryman says it's over. Turn on NBC. It looks like it's very
CNN.
Close. Very close to getting over, guys. I'll go ahead and turn on NBC at Billy Ryman's request. Anyone has a remote or knows how to work this TV? I'm talking out loud, just keeping this shit rolling. It
Darren,
looks very close.
How about a brother?
I wonder where Dad's at, because we had a dollar gentleman's bet about who's going to win. And
according to the Mayans, we won't live to see 2013. So
2020. NBC News at 11. Here we go. I'm on NBC. Elected. Barack Obama's been announced on NBC. We're still waiting official
it says right
results.
There, Barack Obama elected
44th president.
According to NBC, polls are still
States
in.
Of America.
Looking very close to Obama, guys. I'm watching NBC. They say it's a win for sure. It looks like we're gonna make the official call on Brooks Show. Obama has won.
Oh,
Obama has won the election, guys. Congratulations
see?
To the Democrats. Everyone that voted. It looks like Obama has won. We'll get 100% confirmation very shortly. We're going to stay with you guys. We're going to stay with you. But for the moment, watch your news outsources. And then I also have some more video of Brooks at the polls. I was at the polls earlier today. Check that out. So, hi, I'm Brooks. How are you? Welcome.
My wife, Jane.
Nice to meet you guys. Who did you vote for today?
I voted for Romney.
Two Romney votes. Okay. What was the main factor in your decisions?
Well, one, I'm a Republican. That's one thing.
Okay.
And I don't think that Obama's right worked out as well as he should have. But I really hoped that he would be the best president we'd ever have, and he's just not much better than the rest of them.
Right.
Did you vote for Obama initially?
No, I didn't.
Always going Republican?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Okay, good for you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's two more for Romney. Filming for an internet news station. I'm Brooks.
Hi.
How are you? What's your name?
Pat.
Dorian. Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Mitt Romney.
Another one for Romney.
Paul Ryan. I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay, good for you.
I love Paul Romney up there.
Okay, that's great. Cool. What was the main factor in voting for Romney?
I just always liked him.
Yeah.
I always liked him. I think he's got a good economic policy. He knows business. He's turned around businesses.
Sure.
As opposed to Obama that I have been against for 4 years. So this will be the happiest day in 4 years for me.
Well, good for you. Congratulations on voting. Hopefully Romney wins out.
I'm here to hand out Republican candidate voting things. So.
Okay, great. What kind of information do you have here?
It's just if you're voting Republican, who to vote for.
Okay. So it's a little Republican voucher. Does it have the Democrats on it as well?
No.
We don't need them.
We don't need them. You guys are on the same team.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm just going to take a look.
But I'm also from Chicago.
You're from Chicago?
That's kind of scary.
I'm from East St. Louis.
Okay. Well, you know, they vote early and often, and even if they're dead in Chicago.
Yeah. That's how it happens. That happened here, too, whenever Bush won a while back. Do you think it's going to be really close tonight?
Yes. Scary close.
Scary close. Are you worried?
Yes.
What do you think it's going to take to make Romney win?
Just all the Republicans coming out and voting and expressing how angry they are over this economy and the trillions and trillions of dollars of debt that we're giving our grandchildren and children. And
a lot of debt
and the lies that have been told. And I'm so upset about Benghazi. I just can't even believe that this Benghazi is such a cover-up of what was happening. They were watching it in the White House in real time.
Right.
And they say they didn't know what was going on, that it was about a video that had been done in July, that was aired in July. These people knew about this. There was no protest over a video. Mm-hmm. It was a staged ambush of these guys.
Sure.
And they were guarded by, Mr. Stevens was guarded by two Libyan guys, and they turned on him and reported where he was in the safe house, what was supposed to be a CIA safe house.
Wow, where did
they didn't even, these guys didn't even have guns on them.
No guns?
No guns.
In Benghazi. Where are your sources for this information?
Probably Fox News. I love Fox News. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity.
Sure.
You
think that Fox News is very accurate?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite show on Fox News?
Oh, boy. I love Megyn Kelly.
She's good looking.
Isn't she just darling?
She's fun. Okay, really my question. You watch Fox and Friends?
You know what? I'm not up that early.
Okay. It's an early show.
It's really early.
Do you like Steve Ducey?
Yeah.
Steve Ducey? Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Awesome. No, it's great. We're going to use it. I'm from, we live here. We live in Quail Hollow.
And you're doing this for what?
It's for a website. We're doing a news coverage of the election. We're going to be doing a wrap-up show tonight. Of course, yeah. Do you have an email? I could send you a link. Or if you want to check the website.
My husband sent me out without my purse.
I can write it down.
Getting into bad territory here.
Sure.
So I read it right in one of these things. I don't believe that he was born in America. I think he was born in Mombasa, Kenya.
You think that Obama was born in Kenya?
Mombasa, Kenya, yes.
Then how did he get a birth certificate from Hawaii?
Because his mother left there 2 days afterwards and went back there and had a birth certificate printed in Hawaii.
It's a forgery.
Right.
Okay.
Right. He was actually born.
You got to be outside the 100-foot mark if you're running cameras and video.
Okay.
Okay. Citizenship. We'll discover secrets.
We'll discover stuff that we're like, how could this happen?
Well, how do you think he got away with it becoming president with fake paperwork?
Because people have supported him. These Saudi Arabian people have supported him and have given him money and it's all undercover. He spent millions and millions of dollars. He wouldn't release his birth certificate. And the one he did release, finally, really wasn't a birth certificate.
So you think it's really a fake, even
yeah,
though...
there's no doctor's signature on it. Every birth certificate has a doctor's signature on it.
So what do you think about...
You can go on YouTube. You guys are on YouTube. Yeah. Go on YouTube and look up his grandma talking about his birth.
Mm-hmm. She was there?
Yeah, she was there.
Okay. What about Mitt Romney not releasing his tax paperwork?
You know what? Mitt Romney has given so much to charity in his lifetime. Mm-hmm. He worked for the Olympics, did that for how many years? Never took a salary as governor, never took a salary as, he gave all the inheritance that he got from his father, he gave that all away to his church. What he does with his taxes now, I'm not going to worry about.
So you're not concerned about
he's squeaky clean.
He's got Cayman Islands accounts and Swiss bank accounts. Is that okay with you?
People in the United States have bank accounts elsewhere.
I don't know. Yeah. Do you?
No, but I know people that do.
Yeah.
You know, do I know? I don't have that kind of
money. I don't either.
But, you know, why not? If you've got a lot of money and you've worked hard for it, why shouldn't you be able to enjoy it? Why should you give it all to the government? We're going to give so much money to the government. It's just, you know, our kids are never going to get ahead. Why would they have any incentive to get ahead? These doctors. My father was a doctor. My brother was a doctor. He was a cardiologist. Mm-hmm. Okay. My dad died at 51, and I remember him talking about socialized medicine then. And socialized medicine is exactly what we're getting.
All right, guys, welcome back to the election headquarters. We're celebrating. Obama just won. It was a good run. Romney gave him all his heart, but Obama made it. He won those key states. It's announced on multiple news outlets. NBC News is what we're watching right now. It was a lot of fun. Any reactions, guys? How do you feel about the Obama win?
Pretty obvious, I think, to me.
You saw it coming?
I saw it coming.
Not a surprise for Adolfo. Patrick?
I'm going to be honest. I'm all for a change, hoping that Obama can stick to his plan, make some fucking moves in his 4 years. If not, well, America's going to be kicking
himself. Do
your job,
boy. Do
your
fucking job. Stop traveling the world, teeing off in Augusta every other week, and we'll be all right.
All right, Mitt Jr., how do you feel about it?
Well, you know, it's funny you asked that question, Brooks.
It's a good question.
I got mixed emotions about it, I really do.
You know? Wonder over here.
You know, on one side, you know, I'm a little pissed off. But on the other side is, I got to deal with this. So I'm going to go with the train, this Obama train we're going to be riding. So all I can do is he's going to go to Tijuana or something and not like, you know, somewhere else like fucking, I don't even know.
Good.
Hey, nice words. Nice, good talk. Nicely said. Nicely said.
Devin, you're last. Go ahead. Are you surprised? Speak up at the mic.
I'm digging it, I guess.
Awesome. Word up. I'm going to say congrats to Obama. Fritchie's demanding a recount. He wants to know who won the popular vote. Not sure yet. They're still counting a lot of stuff. Madonna says she's watching on NBC. It's a win for sure. It looks pretty final, guys. Obama's won.
Fritchie ain't going to recount, man.
We don't need another recount here. I'm just going to let you guys check the map real quick. Last check on the Brooks Show map. Looks like Florida and Ohio are going for Obama. It was a great night talking to everyone. Thanks, guys. Thanks for all the callers, everyone that answered their phones. We really appreciate that. Thank you guys in the studio. Adolfo, Patrick, Darren, Devin in the back, my mom, my dad, everyone else that was on before, Marty, Lonnie. It was a lot of fun on the Brooks Show election night. We're going to party. We're going out. We're going to get weird. We already got the shit started. Go Obama. Make sure you check out my videos on YouTube. Good night, guys. Good night.